Hi there, football fans.
1, 2, 3, go!
High school football is on the air. It's time for the high school football game of the night, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM. It's time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director Scott Unash.
And live from a hot and sweltering Kingston Stadium, we get ready for high school football week number 2 coming your way here on KGYM tonight on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as we get ready for a top 10 battle in Class 4A non-district football, as it will be number 9 Cedar Rapids Kennedy taking on number 5 Cedar Rapids Washington here tonight. Welcome, Scott Udash, alongside Coach John Hegarty. Down on the sidelines, Alex Kuhn with our sideline reports. Our high school football coverage is presented by First Federal Credit Union. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers and everybody for helping us out throughout the season. And we couldn't do it without the great folks at First Federal, as well as all our great sponsors. And, John, we didn't get to call the game last Friday night. What a difference 7 days can make. And we don't have to worry about rain and chilly temperatures tonight. We've got the heat to worry about. 87 degrees right now, and as far as the heat index is concerned, it feels like 95 degrees out there. So going to have to worry about cramping issues tonight.
We absolutely are going to have some cramping issues tonight, and it is, though, I think outside changing very quickly for the better. As the sun goes down, I think a lot of the humidity is starting to dissipate a little bit too. But when you've got all that pads and a helmet on down there, and oh, by the way, a top 10 matchup that you're trying to concentrate on winning, it's going to make for a lot of dehydrated players tonight, to be sure.
Yes, and it's going to be a very interesting matchup. Both these teams come in at 1-0 on the season. The Kennedy Cougars played last Thursday night, 34-31. They won right here at Kingston Stadium in their home opener over the Iowa City West Trojans. Meanwhile, for Cedar Rapids, Washington, the Warriors had to go to Saturday afternoon to take on their familiar foe in the old rivalry, Wash and Jeff. Jeff played a very tough tie game going into the fourth quarter, and then Washington a couple of big plays, winning 27-14.
Well, both of the coaches disagree with me on this, Scott, but I'm going to tell you that I believe there's a huge difference in having 4 days to prepare rather than 6. And I think that that's an advantage for Kennedy. I think that they've had a chance to get more looks, more reps at what Wash is going to do, and I think that could play a little factor in it tonight.
Yeah, we'll have to see how that all plays out. We're going to hear from both head coaches coming up here in just a little bit tonight. On a little bit late, it was a dandy sophomore game that took a long time as Washington held off Kennedy 33-29. So that sets the scene for our varsity contest here from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium. The Warriors, of course, making it all the way to the Dome last year and championship Friday night before falling to Ryan Boyle and West Des Moines Dowling. Good nucleus comes back, John, from that Warrior team for Paul James, but the folks that they need to replace, you talk about the Vincent twins, you talk about four linemen up front, and the big question mark coming into the 2015 season would be, what would the Warrior front line look like?
That's right. They're untested at this point, and so I think we're going to have some questions answered tonight. Add on top of that, too, the departure of Reed Snicker, who held down the quarterback job for the last 2 years and was a tremendous playmaker. So we're going to get a good look at T.J. Vogel tonight, and from the looks of his arm and warm-up, he looks to be very strong and confident.
Washington had a great, great run going through the regular season undefeated, and that included a win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy 41-7 right here at Kingston Stadium in Week 2 a year ago. But you take that one away, John, it's been a back-and-forth rivalry. Washington with a little bit of an advantage over the last 15 years or so. They've played two memorable playoff games, one in 2007, one in 2009, and tell you what, the Warriors won both of those. And I know these two coaching staffs know each other very, very well. Haven't talked this week, though. It was interesting. They were talked on Saturday after the game, and they each agreed that's the last time we're going to talk until after the game tonight.
Yeah, last year in Brian White's first year as the head man at Kennedy, I think it was a little more cordial. But there was a little of big brother and little brother last year. Maybe not quite so much this year. I think both coaches, both programs, in fact, have got their game faces on. This game means a lot to both of them tonight.
Yeah, it really does. And for the Kennedy Cougars, boy, did they run the ball last week. And that was Tyler Drolley behind that big offensive line. And went for 265 yards in that game. For Washington, you always got to watch out for those explosive plays, those 20-plus yard performances. The Warriors are notorious for putting those up. We could have a very interesting dichotomy here tonight,
yes,
between Washington going for the big play and Kennedy going for the old Vince Lombardi drives, if you will.
And that's the storyline of this game tonight. If you're just tuning in and wondering who's playing this game, let's just throw it out there now. You've got the Rock'em Sock'em rushing attack, 5 yards and hopefully a cloud of dust if you're among the Kennedy faithful. And you want ball control. You want time of possession. You want to keep the ball in your offense's hands and out of Washington's. But if you're Washington, you've literally got the chance to go the length of the field every time any one of your players touches the ball. It doesn't matter if it's a fullback trap, Scott. They ran that for 75 yards to break Jefferson's back in the fourth quarter last week. So it's not just the big passing plays or the big sweeping or plays that are misdirection. They can beat you on fullback trap.
Interesting that going out for warm-ups here, Washington went out in just shells, and Kennedy went out fully dressed. So maybe a little play going on right there as the Cougar and the Warrior captains meet at the 50-yard line for this one, and we'll have the coin toss coming up here in just a little bit. Lots of great games coming your way here in week number two. We're going to have all the scores coming your way after the contest tonight through 11 o'clock right here on KGYM for you. Of course, we got the Kolach Bowl going on. Jeff and Prairie tonight as Prairie looks to go to 2-0. Linmar and Pleasant Valley have already kicked off over in the Quad Cities over there at PV. Bettendorf is at City High tonight. Boy, how many great games have they had at Bates Field over the years in Tuvel Stadium. Of course, in the South, Jim, you got West Des Moines Valley taking on Iowa City West tonight. Also, you've got Xavier starting their season after being canceled last week due to the rain. They're going to take on Davenport Assumption. Of course, Xavier winning that game last year over at Brady Street Stadium. And Waterloo East is at Des Moines Hoover. Dubuque Senior is at Waterloo West coming up tonight. Marion is at Washington, Iowa. And Cedar Valley Christian, looking to go 2-0, is at Clarksville coming up this evening. So some great games as we get into week number two of the high school football season. The Kennedy Cougars won the toss, and they have elected to defer. So Washington is going to get the ball first to start our game here tonight. We are going to hear from both head coaches. Up first, Brian White, the head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, as Kennedy looks to go to 2-0 as they come into this one. As the Cougars with the win, that was over Iowa City West last week, 34-31. We had a chance to talk with the head coach of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Brian White, a little bit earlier on tonight.
Welcome back to the pregame show, getting ready for Kennedy and Wash. And a week two encounter here at Kingston. Brian White, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, joining me. And coach, it seems like 2 weeks ago since the last time we talked and the last time the Cougars played, because you had that Thursday nighter. But coming off of that, a 34-31 victory, had to be a good week of practice.
Yeah, we really did have a good week of practice. Obviously, after week one, there's always things you have to fix. And so, you know, we took a look at the tape the next day right away on Friday and started going to work on what we needed to fix to be successful. And then obviously we had to wait around a couple of days until Wash played to start breaking them down. But you know, it was a good week, and we're excited for tonight.
That is Coach White, and we're going to get a little bit more coming up here in just a moment as the Kennedy band making their way out onto the field here at Kingston Stadium. And Coach White goes on to talk about the pass defense, which they certainly worked on after the game against Iowa City West last week.
To be successful. So,
and we'll hear from the coach coming up here in a moment.
Well, no secret that you guys and Wash very close. You were on the Wash staff for many, many years, and not a lot of talking this week between the two coaching staffs, but still, you guys got a great relationship. I know you want to win one, and I know they want to win this one.
Right, and you know, for us as coaches, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you think about stuff like that, but in the big picture, you know, the guys wearing the green and gold, we just want to be successful tonight, and you know, our players know their players, and anytime you're in an inner-city rivalry game, it's a big game. And kids are excited. I think fans are excited. We should have a big crowd here tonight, so, you know, it'll be fun.
Came out of there last week pretty injury-free.
Yeah, when nobody injured, everybody is back this week, and you know, you have your typical bumps and bruises after a Friday night or Thursday night with that last week's game, but everybody's ready to go.
What's the big key tonight?
Oh, I think obviously with their skill kids, they have kids that can score anywhere at any time. And we could stop them for 11 plays in a row. On the 12th play, they could have somebody go 80 yards, which is kind of what happened last week with Jeff and the big 75-yard trap play. So we have to try and stop the big play. That's the key for us. Mitigate the big play, and then when we're on offense, we need to control the ball, chew up the clock, and let our big boys up front take over.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Cougars tonight.
Great, thanks, Scott.
Back with more from Kingston right after this here in KGYM.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium. We get ready for Wash and Kennedy here in this Week 2 Friday night. And Paul James, the head coach of the Washington Warriors, joining me. And, Coach, a very unusual Week 1. You ever been through anything like that before?
Actually, only one time that was close. Against Hempstead back in about 1980, we played a half. Had to play the second half on Saturday. But that's the only time that I've ever been associated with a game that's had to come back a second day. And so, yeah, it was really tough on Friday night on the kids. You know, some lightning, and we'd be about 10 minutes away from coming out, and then there'd be another lightning. Okay, now it's 30, and then I go back, and then it just kept going up and down like that, and finally, you know, got to the point where, you know, you'd be finishing after midnight and didn't seem any clearing in sight, so we just decided to go with a Saturday start.
Little Saturday afternoon football to get things kicked off in 2015, and a good finish against a Jeff team that gave you a good tussle.
Yeah, Jefferson's very much improved, and they have been showing progress the last few years, I think, and gave us all that we wanted. We had a couple touchdowns called back in the first half. You know, whether or not a 28-0 lead makes things go a little bit differently, but that's not what happened. You know, we had the penalties, and they did a great job of tying it up, and I was happy with the way our team responded. When it was 14-14 late in the third quarter, we came back and scored a couple times.
Graded out pretty good then, and I guess talk about that, and then that translating into a short week of practice for this one.
Yeah, a little bit, and the big thing that we're looking for is consistency, you know, and avoiding mistakes. We had 10 penalties, I think it was, and like I say, several of them took touchdowns off the board, and you know, you just can't be making some of the kind of mistakes that we made, and some of them people don't see. You know, it's lineman assignments or wide receiver routes or effort, you know, things like that. And so you know, hopefully we can get some of that corrected tonight.
Well, it's week two, and they say you always make great improvement between week one and week two, so you're hoping for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, last year we had a tough go with Jeff a year ago. It was a two-point game in the third quarter, and then we pulled away late and showed good improvement in week two. And so hopefully the same kind of thing can happen tonight. And we're going to need it, frankly, because I think Kennedy's a very good ball club. They've got you know, some excellent linemen and some tough skill kids. So we're gonna have our hands full, I think.
Well, it's going to be a big test for your offensive and defensive lines with a lot of new people in there going up against a pretty veteran Kennedy line.
Yeah, that's right. And both are comparable size-wise. So, you know, it's going to come down to following through on your assignments, second effort, you know, mental toughness and intensity and some of those things that are hard to measure until you see the game played out you know, which line comes out, you know, victorious.
Well, you know Brian for a long time. He used to be coaching with you, and you know all the Kennedy coaches, and you guys get along real well, but I would imagine there wasn't a whole lot of inter-staff communication this week, right?
No, I don't. We didn't have too many emails floating back and forth. You know, everybody's just trying to take care of their job and improve, and you know, we're both gunning for 2-0. You know, this game has no bearing on the playoffs. It has no bearing on a conference championship because those are out the window. Districts, we're in different districts. So, you know, it's a game of pride and more importantly, a chance to get better and set a tone for the rest of the season.
Well, how about a big key to a Warrior win tonight?
Well, I think it's our offensive line picking up not only their defensive line, but their linebackers. Their linebackers really run to the ball. And not sure if they're reading keys or they just see initial flow and they're flying to the ball. And so it's going to be a job for us to try to slow down their pursuit. And I think that'll be one definite key. And I think another one will be being able to connect in our passing game. You know, I think that'll be an important factor that we're able to pass and catch and make them guess a little bit as to what we're going to be doing.
Well, you don't have to have your AD hat on tonight as well and worry about the rain.
Yeah, that's right. It's a home game and we've got an event manager, so that'll be fine. We'll just focus on the game at hand.
All right, well, have fun. Best of luck to the Warriors tonight.
Thank you.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
And our national anthem performed by the John F. Kennedy Marching Band here tonight at Kingston Stadium. I heard from both coaches here tonight as we get closer and closer to the start of this one. Cedar Rapids, Washington and Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. The Cougars rated 9th in the AP poll. Kennedy rated 10th in the Gazette KGYM KCRG poll. Washington 5th in the AP poll, 3rd in the KCRG Channel 9, KGYM, and Gazette poll. Interesting comments here, John, before we go down to Alex from the two head coaches. I don't think it takes a real scientist to figure out Kennedy wants to line up and run it right at Washington. We have seen when the Warriors have had good teams, the one thing that Washington has had trouble with is teams that get physical, overload the line,
and try to run it down their throat. We'll see if the Cougars can do it tonight, though.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And one play comes to mind, 35 and 36 power, where they bring their big fullback out there and try and kick that defensive end, that double down. And, boy, you better know that Washington, Mo Blue, has been working on stopping that one play all week.
Absolutely. And for Washington, try to get to the outside and get some 20-plus yard performances tonight from their big skill people. And they've got some good ones.
Oh, they really do. And there's so many people that they want to get touches to. But you and I both looked at each other when we heard Paul James talking about the linebackers for Kennedy reading full flow and just hard charging. And one thing came to both of our minds, and that's counter, Trey. So expect to hear that play called a lot by Paul James tonight.
Good officiating crew here tonight at Kingston Stadium, led by Mike Moran. Great crowd on hand for both Washington and Kennedy here tonight at Kingston. We're going to throw it down to our third member of our crew, Mr. Alex Kuhn at the 24-yard line without his rain gear on tonight, down on the field turf at Kingston Stadium. And, Alex, great night for football. It is a little bit warm, but the wind has really died down, and you would know, what are the conditions like out there?
Guys, it is a little bit warm down here. You mentioned that in the pregame show that there might be some cramping issues. Last Friday, the contest between Iowa City West and Kennedy, there were a lot of cramping issues, and it was only about 70 degrees outside. So we'll see how we'll see how reps for both of these teams, for players that play both ways, are handled from both of these coaches as the night unfolds.
And this is going to be your first chance to see Washington, Alex. They are a high-flying crew, that's for sure, and a lot of good D1 guys down there.
On the other side, Kennedy, their Sean Beyer, I was so impressed with him last week. Kennedy only threw the ball 10 times or 11 times the whole entire night, but he was the focal point of that passing game. We'll see if they get him involved a little bit more tonight.
All right, Alex, thank you. Appreciate it, and we'll check in with you throughout the evening here tonight. And going to be interesting. You got Thunder and Lightning going for the Washington Warriors, and, of course, that would be Johnny Dobbs along with Tavian Patrick doing the job in the offensive backfield for Washington. Last week, Dobbs ran for 107 yards. Patrick only 19. It was Tavian Stewart, the backup fullback, that had the big score for Washington to put Jeff away in that game.
And they're just so deep. They've got skilled players and an excess to burn. So when they come out, if there's a little bit of fatigue or cramping or any such issues that could happen tonight, you know, Washington and Kennedy, both pretty deep teams. They're going to be able to put fresh bodies out there, and there shouldn't be much of a drop-off, Scott.
Washington in their brand-new blue uniforms with the white and red trim, white numbers, red helmets with the white face mask and the white pants with the blue and red stripe. Kennedy will be in the road white jerseys with the green numbers trimmed in gold, and they're going to go with the green pants tonight and the green helmets. And our starting lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast, home, auto, farm, life, and health. They have it all at Skogman Carlson Insurance. The starting offensive lineup for Cedar Rapids, Washington. They'll get the ball first at left tackle. That's a sophomore, Andrew Todd, 6'3", 250 pounds, and they like his future. Kenny Plume at left guard, 6'2", 240, and a senior. Peter Grubel at center, 6'3", 225, and a junior. Gary Ault at right guard got a lot of reps in the playoff run a year ago, 6'3", 255 pounds. And the right tackle, the one lone returner for Washington up front, and he's a big one, 6'2", 330 pounds, Aries Davis. The tight end was hurt just ahead of the playoff run last year, and that is Dallas Hobbs, 6'6", 230 pounds, and a senior. The quarterback is T.J. Vogel, 6'2", 200 pounds, and a senior for the Warriors. And last week, Vogel in the win against Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 9 of 18, right at the 50% mark for 96 yards. His wideouts, Alex Herzog, 5'8", 160, and a senior, and Isaiah Nimmers, 5'9", 170, and a senior. They are both burners. The fullback, Ben Nassif, gets the start, 5'9", 185, and a junior. We'll also see back there for Cedar Rapids Washington. We will see quite a bit of the backup fullback as well, and that is Tavian Stewart. And the two tailbacks, Johnny Dobbs, 6 foot, 225 pounds, and a senior. He is Thunder and Lightning is Tavian Patrick, 5'8", 170, and a senior. The Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the offense for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And the Warriors are going to get the ball first, and they will send the aforementioned Alex Herzog back along with Isaiah Nimmers to get the kickoff. We'll give you the Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting defense coming up here for Kennedy. At left end, Dallas Jacobus, 6'2", 260, and a senior. The right end is Jackson Coker, 245, 6'4", and a junior. Elijah Firehelm is a nose at 6'2", 225, and a senior. The hybrids are Sean Beyer, headed to North Dakota State next year, 6'5", 230, and a senior. And Carter Krall at 6'3", 200 pounds, and a junior. The Cougars make a change at linebacker. They're going to go with Michael Kaiser tonight. 6 foot 160 and a junior, along with middle linebacker Johnson Mater, 6 foot 175 and a junior, and the other linebacker for Kennedy is Garrett Kubabek. A squib kick to start things off, and falling on it at the 32-yard line is Orion Vance, and we are underway as Wash will have it first and 10 right at the 32. The defensive backfield for the Kennedy Cougars, Matt Gardner at one corner, 180 and a senior, Austin Coates, 180 and a senior at the other, and Jesse Price, the junior safety. First and 10, T.J. Vogel and the Warriors of Washington from the far hash mark. And they'll scrimmage at the 32-yard line. Kennedy will come out in that base 3-4. Two receivers to the right side. They'll line up tight end to the left. And out of the eye, here is the give right up the middle. And getting the start is Patrick. Bumps off the pile. Breaks a tackle at the 35. Still on his feet. Power running for Lightning up to the 38-yard line. Looked like he was going to lose one. John got six.
Tavian Patrick broke three different tackles there, as the final one was just from behind grabbing his back of his jersey and pulling him down.
So second down and about four coming up for Cedar Rapids, Washington. As getting the start for the Warriors tonight is Damian Patrick. Johnny Dobbs will play a lot as well. Nimmers and Herzog out to the right side. Wide side of the field that way. Same play right up the middle. Huge hole, Patrick. 45. First down all the way out to the 48-yard line. He'll go for 10 before coming up to make the stop is Nolan Remitko for Kennedy, one of the backup hybrids.
Nothing fancy there. That's just ISO off right tackle. And the fullback for Washington put a brutal lick on the isolated linebacker that he was supposed to take care of, springing Patrick for the big first down gain.
And that was Nassif who got the good block right there. Or check that, not Nassif in there, as getting the start tonight for the Warriors.
But Stewart.
Is Stewart.
Yeah.
Hobbs will flip-flop tight end. He'll go to the right side at first and 10 Warriors. Long count, down to three in the play clock. Vogel off play action. Rolling to the right side. Has time. Throws low. It's caught. And coming out of the backfield and making the grab at the 46-yard line of Kennedy that time for Washington was Stewart.
One of Paul James' favorite bootleg play action drag pattern to the far side tight end, who didn't get very much depth on that. I think Paul would have liked him to go downfield just a little more. Not a lot of separation between quarterback and tight end on that pass.
Gain of six, second down and four. Warriors at the Kennedy 46, just underway. Twins left eye. And now Johnny Dobbs is in there. He'll get it on the counter tray. Coming to the left side, strung out and brought down. Kaiser, the first one to get him. Kubabek also in there for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And coming up to help out for the Cougars as well as Elijah Firehelm.
As we mentioned previously, there's not too many mysteries between these two staffs. Head coach for Kennedy, Brian White, serving on as defensive coordinator for, or excuse me, as an assistant coach for Washington for many, many years. He has to know that they're going to see a lot of counter trade tonight, and he's got those 2 extra days to get his defense repped up and see that.
Drew Dostal, a third receiver, coming in for the Warriors. He'll flank out to the left, Nimmers to the right side. Out of the eye, Cougars showing blitz. Vogel straight back. He's looking to throw. Has time. Throws. Crossing pattern incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Isaiah Nimmers. Kaiser, Gardner, and Coates were all back there, along with Sean Beyer, to break it up.
All kinds of time that the offensive line bought for T.J. Vogel. He could have had a cup of coffee back there, but an uncharacteristic drop by Isaiah Nimmers, the usual sure-handed receiver, just couldn't bring that one in.
Ross Kennedy to punt for Washington. And for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they will send Matt Gardner back to get the punt from the 46-yard line. On fourth down and a long four. Cougars with four men on the front, and we've got movement and penalty flags all over the place.
That would be enough for a first down.
If indeed it's on Kennedy. I thought both sides moved, really, John.
Yeah, there's a quorum being held here by the four judges closest to the ball, and it's going to be a close decision who went first.
Listening to High School Football tonight on 1600 AM along with 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Still deliberating.
Going to be procedure against Washington. They will determine. And that will back up the Warriors 5. And any thoughts of possibly a fake go out the window now. Perhaps. As Kennedy will get it away. To Kennedy. As the Cougars will send Austin Coates back there as well. Twin safeties at about the 8-yard line. Gardner far side, Coates near side. Here's the punt, and it's a dandy. High spiral. Cougars will let it go, and will take a bounce into the end zone. 52-yard punt, no return. And Kennedy will have it for the first time tonight. No score, 9:14 to play here in quarter number one. So the Cougar defense leaked a little, but got better after the initial first down.
Not a bad start, really, for Washington. Had Nimmers pulled that in, which he usually does, that's a first down, and they're still going. But now crucial for the defense of Washington. Are you going to come out, and especially on first down, Scott, are you going to limit the yardage that Kennedy gets?
Here are the Cougars on first down. They give it on the trap to the fullback. And I don't believe that was Lucas Berry in there that time. We will double check and take a look. And coming up with it was Peyton McCarty in there. So Kennedy went with both tailbacks on the opening play of the ball game.
In week one, we saw Lucas Berry almost exclusively back there carrying the load at the fullback position. And this is a power eye stack. Two fullbacks in the set, Scott, and a tailback.
And the handoff, McCarty again off the right side and gets pushed ahead just shy of the 30-yard line. He'll make it to about the 29 and going to be third down and a little more than a yard coming up for the Cougars.
Had a little bit of a suspicion that we might see the stack triple eye coming in. I was not expecting to see the two fullback and then tailback dotting the eye, power eye formation, however.
This is reminds you of a lot of what Pat Mitchell used to do. A lot.
Especially down
Washington.
At the goal line.
Full house backfield. Drawley tail the tandem. A third down, a little more in the yard. He'll run it left side, and Orion Vance jets through and knifes him down for a loss of about a yard.
Well, Orion Vance, we've seen him a couple of years now. He is such a force on defense. Great instincts, good size, always got his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet, and he loves contact.
Started as a sophomore and with a good impression on his first hit tonight as a junior. Isaiah Nimmers will drop to get the Sean Beyer punt. No score, 7:42. Clock rolling, first quarter from Kingston. Good snap back, no rush. Beyer gets it away, and this one's a good one, but it's a low kick, and Nimmers tries to field it on a hop, lost it, picks it up at the 30. Leaps a man at the 35, a stiff arm at the 36, and brought down finally at the 39-yard line. Chase Baker on special teams with the stop, and that'll be a return of about 9 yards that time for Nimmers. That was dangerous, though.
Well, Nimmers, first of all, had a little trouble securing that punt as it bounced on the ground a couple of times in front of him. It looked that he almost put his knee down, and an official was right there to make sure that he didn't. But then once he broke outside and headed for the sideline, hurdled a player and was off to the races, got a nice little gain there after the punt was taken in.
First down, Washington at the 39-yard line. Warriors bring in Trey Leonard as an extra receiver. He'll go up top along with Herzog. I formation. Nassif in there along with Johnny Dobbs this time. And the handoff off the right side to Dobbs. Runs into Beyer and then Johnson Mader with a good stop after a gain of about one. The move in out of the state of Pennsylvania and came up with the solo tackle right there after a gain of a yard. Both teams, this is kind of like a heavyweight fight here early, John. Both teams kind of doing a little bit of body blows here early on.
Yeah, they really are. They're not going for the knockout punch whatsoever. But, you know, with Washington, they'll kind of lull you to sleep running the ball with their basic running package. And then all of a sudden, T.J. Vogel drops back, and there's going to be lightning in a bottle if he can get it downfield to one of his many receivers that are big playmakers.
Second down and nine. Just shy of the 40-yard line. Trips left this time and out of the shotgun, and we're going to have a delay against Washington. That will not make Paul James upstairs very happy.
Well, and you've got, at both end zones, you've got gigantic 25-second clocks that you cannot miss. So that's one of those things that Paul James talked about with you, Scott, in his pregame remarks. He's looking for consistency and limiting of penalties, and so far, that's not what he's looking to do to start things off the way that they were hoping to here in week two.
Xavier Saints and Davenport Assumption tied at 7 early on in the first quarter of that one. We'll keep you up to date on scores throughout the night. Cougars showing blitz, second down and 14. Shotgun, one setback. And they'll run the read option. Hand off to Dobbs, nothing doing. Sean Beyer was right there, first one to get in there for Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and also coming in was Sam Pape.
Dallas Jacobus slanting in front of the lineman in charge of blocking him, too. Did a nice job of getting in there and gumming things up so that Beyer could come in and finish off the run by Dobbs.
Now the Warriors with a third and long. Third and 15, a little more than 15. Make it 16. Back at their own 33-yard line, they need to take it just shy of midfield. Dostal, Herzog, and Nimmers out to the left, and Patrick, the lone setback. Down to 3 in the play clock. Shotgun snap. Rolling left. Vogel stops. Steps up in the pocket. Guns high. Tipped and intercepted. Austin Coates comes up with the pick off the deflection at the 49-yard line of Kennedy.
I believe it was Herzog went up and got a hand on that, but it unfortunately tipped it into the air high enough that the Cougars could run underneath it. And in addition to that, T.J. Vogel took a big whack from behind on that particular play just after he released the ball. He came off under his own power just fine, but boy, he got hit hard.
First down, Cougars after the first turnover of the ball game. Deer on the handoff. This is McCarty off the right side. He'll take it into Warrior territory. And Kennedy is employing. They've got Lucas Berry in there as the starting fullback, but they're going to go with McCarty. And like you said, they're overloading either the right side or the left side, and it looks like the right side right now.
The beauty of that is that you've got all your same package offensive running plays, but you've got an extra blocker in there. Now they're coming out of it and going back to the true eye.
Berry lines up, left side, starts in motion, and they'll run it behind him. Here comes Drolley, lowers his shoulder, and gets to the 45-yard line in Warrior territory. So we go under 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. No score, Washington and Kennedy.
Interesting, Scott. I would have thought we would have seen that power play where the guard on the backside pulls and tries to lead through, which worked so successfully in week one against Iowa City West. But so far, everything for Kennedy's offensive line has been straight ahead, man on man, hat on a hat.
Third and 3.5 for the Cougars. Down to 10 on the play clock. Tight end right side. Deer on the handoff to Drolley. Turns it up and going to get the first down. On second effort, he will go for about 5, and Kennedy will pick up the initial first down of their night.
Wash came up and put 4 defensive linemen on with fists in the ground, and they had 5 linebackers all right up there snorting. So, I mean, they're getting as many bodies up there as they can.
Give you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting offensive line for Kennedy. Jackson Coker at left tackle, 245 and a junior. Dallas Jacobus, left guard, 260 and a senior. Austin Kurska is the center, 235 and a senior. On first down, Deer off play action is back to throw. Deep drop, throws the middle, man wide open. McCarty over the shoulder grab, and he's going to go out of the backfield. Touchdown for Kennedy.
39-yard scoring strike there, and obvious breakdown in coverage by the safety for Cedar Rapids Washington. Left McCarty all alone. Ball was thrown perfectly on the fly by Deer as McCarty just had to simply just wait for it to come into his hands, hit him in stride as he went into the end zone.
Touchdown Cougars, and they strike first, 6-0 Kennedy. And coming in to try the extra point will be Alex Stone, the 5'7", 131-pound sophomore. The right-footed kicker.
Alexander.
Here's a snap, placed down, kick on its way, and it was blocked. Either Nimmers got it, or it was Ian Thomas coming through, but it is no good. And with 3:50 to play here in the opening quarter at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 6, and the Washington Warriors nothing. We will take a one-minute break and come back for the kickoff after this here on KGYM.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Back at Kingston Stadium, along with John Hegarty, Scott Udash with you on this Friday night, week two, and Kennedy with a 6-0 lead. The extra point block, though, as the Cougars score on a Nick Deer to Peyton McCarty touchdown pass. And Stone to kick it away. He'll squib it once again, and it goes between defenders, knocked down at the 18-yard line, and going down and covering it right there for Washington was Nick Nassif. And it'll be first and 10 Warriors at the 18-yard line.
Second time Wash's kick return team has tried to navigate the waters of picking that ball up off the ground, but it's being kicked so that it has a lot of velocity on it, and it's just bouncing all over the place. Very difficult to field.
For the Cougars up front, Austin Kursko, we mentioned the center. Mason Jacobs, the right guard, 235 and a senior. Jackson Bain at right tackle, 260 and a senior. Sean Beyer, the 210-pound tight end. Coates and Gardner, the two wideouts that will start. Tyler Drolley coming off the 265-yard game, and then Lucas Berry, the fullback. Nick Deere, the quarterback. Trips to the right, first and 10 Warriors, and we've got a penalty flag, and again, too much time taken by Washington.
Now, something is not happening here for Washington between the press box and the play getting called onto the field.
Remember, Paul James, the head coach, offensive coordinator, is upstairs along with defensive coordinator Mo Blue for the Washington coaching staff.
Well, you didn't have good starting field position, and now you're back almost at your own 12-yard line. First and 15, that's a lot of field to have to cover.
Warriors with a 16-game regular season winning streak going on right now. First down, 10. Same formation out of the gun. Here's Vogel, short drop, now steps up, being chased, throws upfield, and it's caught. Drew Dostal, the backup quarterback, trying to spin away from Kaiser, who finally brings it down at the 27. That's going to be a gain of 14, and pretty good cushion right there. The Kennedy defensive backs were giving the Warrior receivers.
They were. They triple receivers out to the wide side of the field. Obviously, the Warriors trying to spread the field out now and get some one-on-one matchups. And with the speed and athleticism that they have, you've got to respect that. And that's why that big cushion was there.
Dostal, 6'1", 185. And also the backup quarterback, as we mentioned. Dobbs alone setback. One receiver right, three to the left. For the Warriors as they go spread. Read option. Handoff to Dobbs and got popped right at the first down marker. Mater along with Coker in there to put the lick on him. But they will move the chains. First down, Washington.
Again, Washington putting their triple receivers to the wide side of the field. Trying to make this as athletic a contest, a one-on-one contest as they can right now.
First and 10 Warriors, 2:45, first quarter, 6-0 Kennedy. On a touchdown and a missed and blocked extra point. Drubel over the ball at center. He'll shotgun that snap back to Vogel. He'll get it, rolls left. Dobbs into block, being chased by Jacobus along the far sideline. Throws down and intent complete. Vogel already with his fifth pass of the night here, John. 2 for 5 for 20 yards and one pick.
Well, and that's a tough pass for T.J. Vogel, as he's a right-handed quarterback, but he was sprinting to his left as fast as he could because big number 60, Dalek Jacobus, was on him and very nearly hit him as they went out of bounds. Pulled his punch at the last minute.
In there for Kennedy now. Played a lot last week is Zach Damaris, 6'1", 200-pound senior. In there along the front line with Firehelm and Jacobus. Second down and 10. Dobbs again on the left hip of Vogel. He gets a snap, again the throw. Now steps up, guns the middle of the field. Caught Herzog, 45-yard line, 50. Still on his feet, tossed down by Kubovec at the Kennedy 45-yard line, but that'll be a first down for the Warriors.
And he will take it across midfield.
That'll be a 26-yard pickup, and there's one of those over 20-plus plays for Washington.
And this is what Washington has always done so well with their receiving corps and whoever their quarterback may be. They get downfield, they find a seam, and then they float into space and get themselves open.
They saw the film last week. They know Alex Henderson of West threw for over 300 yards against this Kennedy defense. First down. Wide side of the field to the right. Make it Vogel back to throw. He throws, and it's incomplete. Through the hands of Dostal, who just curled at about the 30, and he was open.
Well, when you're playing a zone defense like that, or if you've got man under coverage, very, very nice play to call those little hook curl zone patterns, because they can get out there and then see who's where, drift into space, and again, ball should have been caught. Would have been another first down.
So second down and 10. Coming up here for the Washington Warriors, 6-0 Kennedy. Minute 54 to play here in the opening quarter. Ball left hash mark. Here is the delayed draw. Dobbs, nothing doing. Thrown down by the junior linebacker, Garrett Kubovec, on the left side, who was just waiting for Dobbs that time.
Well, that almost looked like a broken play to me, didn't it, to you a little bit?
Yeah.
That was not designed or drawn up the way that they just did it. I promise you that.
Try to give you some other scores here as we move through the evening. We mentioned 7-7 with Xavier and Davenport Assumption. Center point Urbana over Union. That by a score of 7-0. And Pleasant Valley leading Linmar early 7-0. Third down, Cougars. Showing blitz on 3rd and 12. Back to throw Vogel. Rolling near side. Throws sideline. Diving catch made for a first down by Drew Dostal down at the Kennedy 30-yard line. What a throw by Vogel. It goes for 18 yards.
And what a nice job of keeping one foot in bounds while going with the rest of your body out of bounds to make that catch.
First down, Washington. And they are down on the Kennedy 30-yard line. Trey Leonard back into the game for Washington. He'll go left along with Herzog and Nimmers. And Dostal, he's been the workhorse so far, off to the right. Down to 7 of the play clock. Back to throw, rolling left. Here's Vogel. Hit as he throws into double coverage and incomplete. Almost got it in there to Nimmers, and Vogel took a shot back there. And in there for Kennedy, one of them was Dallas Jacobus. And also in there was Jackson Bain.
T.J. Vogel again going to his left and trying to throw with his right arm. Held on to the ball a little longer than he probably should have, but credit the coverage downfield by the Kennedy secondary for making him hold that until the last possible second.
Under a minute to play, first quarter, 6-0 Kennedy. Here it is, intra-city rivalry in front of a big crowd of Kingston. Dobbs in the right hip. Vogel shotgun snap, a low one. Gets it. Rolls right. Being chased once again and just got rid of it. Incomplete. Pape was in there once again. And it will be third down and long coming up for the Warriors.
Now, the defense for Kennedy has been out on the field a long time. But I'll tell you what. Sam Pape has been in that backfield harassing. young T.J. Vogel.
You know this as a former defensive coordinator, John. What is the best help to a defensive secondary?
A pass rush.
A good pass rush.
Yeah,
Kennedy's had it tonight.
And when you can get it from your defensive lineman, man, that's just money in the bank. But I tell you what, Wash right now, they got 3rd and 10 right here, but they're in 4-down territory. They got a couple more chances yet.
3 Warriors left, 1 to the right. Cougars show blitz. They'll back it up. And the pass tipped and then incomplete. As getting a hand on it was Coker again. They tried the little receiver screen to Nimmers, and it was broken up right away.
Yep, Jackson Coker got his hand up on that. Adjusted the trajectory of the pass just enough that Herzog was not going to be able to get it cleanly.
And you mentioned 4-down territory.
I think Paul's going to go for this.
I think he is too.
I mean, why would you punt and give up, you know, seemingly give up only 10 yards? You got another chance to get. You're down 6-0 right now, and we're almost done with the first quarter. You need to get some points on the board if you're Wash.
Near side hash mark, one setback, shotgun. Here's Vogel, straight back to throw, looking left, going to throw that way, into triple coverage, and it's intercepted. Price, the safety, far sidelines, got some running room, to the 40, cuts it back, 45, he's to the 50, still on his feet, it's a foot race, he may go, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Kennedy, no flags.
I think he stepped out.
He did step out at the 22.
He did. He stepped out at the 22-yard, rather was pushed out at the 22-yard line.
Jesse Price with the pick.
What a turn of events. That, I believe that was picked somewhere between the 10 and the 15-yard line, Scott. What a return for Kennedy's secondary.
Second turnover, and the first one resulted in points. So first down, Kennedy at the Wash 22-yard line. Already up 6-0. And Kennedy will come out with the I formation. Warriors with a 5-man front. Deer turns and hands it off. Off the right side and what might be the final play of the first quarter. And that was Drolley again, taking it for about a gain of 2. And we'll see if that will take us to the end of the quarter.
Yeah, the way that Kennedy is taking their time coming out back onto the field, but I think that will probably do it for this first quarter.
So the Cougar defense, they gave up a lot of yards last week. Tonight, with 2 picks here and an early 6-0 lead. Kennedy on top over Cedar Rapids, Washington. We'll come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to high school football right here on KGYM Sports.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giano's. Bring the team in for Zio Giano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giano's cheers for every school. Zio Giano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giano's for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giano's, the pasta.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Scott Unash, John Hegarty. We'll hear from Alex Kuhn coming up here in just a moment. In fact, Alex, we'll throw it down to you while we got a moment here with the sideline report. Boy, what a pick and what a return right there, and that changed the momentum for Kennedy.
Absolutely. On the Washington side, the offensive line coach for Washington trying to make an adjustment to the wide nine techniques that the defensive ends are playing. They're trying to keep everything in the middle of the field. The offensive line for Washington having a little bit of a trouble adjusting to that.
All right, thank you. First down, make it 2nd down and 9. First play of the quarter, out of the eye. Back to throw is Deer. Has time. Throws left, nobody out there, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Beyer, coming as a drag route tied in, and it'll be 3rd down upcoming for the Cougars.
Double coverage on Beyer there as he was going back across the green there, and the throwback was wisely thrown as far away from him as it could be, because there was a potential there to be picked off, and pick six for Washington possibly.
Into the game for the Cougars is Parker Lloyd along with Dylan Cook. They're out to the left side. Drolley behind Berry. Third down and nine. Here comes the blitz. Picked up. Deer now rolling left. Being chased. Still being chased, and out of bounds he goes, and the Cougars sideline wants a late hit, and they got one. A late flag, and they're going to get Orion Vance.
Orion Vance was on pursuit there at least half of the width of the field, and he just couldn't pull his punch as Deer was going out of bounds. Hard for us because it's on the far sideline to tell where that was, and it was into the Kennedy sideline, which may have had some effect on it, but that was thrown by the back judge, who was about as far away from that, Scott, as the line judge on the opposite side could be.
And it will go against Washington, and it will be a Kennedy first down.
Boy, you talk about wanting to minimize your penalties for Paul James. That's certainly not what you want to do. You love that aggressive play, but you've got to know when you're going out of bounds where that line is at.
First quarter total yardage, 78 yards for Washington, 60 for Kennedy. But the big play so far has belonged to the Cougars. First down and 10. Far hash mark. Deer turns, hands it off short side to Drolley. Just lowers the shoulder and gets down to about the 7 as we've got bodies tumbling all over the place after the whistle.
Well, Dallas Jacobus just went kind of cartwheeled over backwards a little after that play was over, but no harm, no foul. I don't think anybody was doing anything unsportsmanlike there.
The Warrior defense, the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting defense, Dallas Hobbs at left end, 230 and a senior. Rain Weiland at right side defensive end, 205 and a junior. The nose is Darren Ross, 6'2", 240 and a senior. Second down and 6 on the give. Up the middle, Drolley kicks it to the outside, gets inside the 5, down to the 4, and about a yard and a half short of a first down.
Drolley covering the both tips of that ball as tightly as he can. The last thing he wants to do down here inside the red zone, especially now that they're inside the 10-yard line, is fumble that ball and have it stripped away. He's got great body lean. His helmet and shoulder pads are out in front of his feet, but Scott, he's not running as hard as I thought he did last week.
Washat may have something to do with that. Third and a yard and a half for the Kennedy Cougars. They're going to put Jacobus in the backfield. They're going to go with the elephant look here. Full house, and they're going to give it to the big guy. Jacobus running over people, and Big 60's in.
He's in for the touchdown. Dallas Jacobus, all 6'2 and 260 pounds of him, took that and looked like Larry Zonka from Miami Dolphins days past.
I was going to go with John Riggins, but it's the same thing.
He had great body lean. He's obviously done this before.
Oh, yeah. 5-yard touchdown run for number 60. Dallas Jacobus in the backfield, and Kennedy has taken a 12-0 lead, and the Cougars are going to call timeout.
Yeah, I think they got to go for 2 here, don't they?
Looks like they're going to think about that at least. Well, how about that? Well, I know that makes Alex happy. We'll throw it down to him. And you don't see number 60 crossing the goal line very often, but Kennedy got him the touch there.
Guys, is there anything that Dallas Jacobus does not do? He plays with unbelievable pad level. Nobody can tackle him. Nobody can block him. And on the defensive side, or offensive side of the football, when he's at guard, he is an absolute road grader.
Man, you said it.
And in addition to all of that, he just plays with an edge. This is the third of the Jacobus brothers we've seen come through Kennedy, and they've all been tremendous athletes. But Dallas just takes his engagement in football and wrestling too, by the way, I should mention, to another level. He plays angry. He plays with emotion. He wears his heart on his sleeve every play, every second of whatever contest he's in. He's got an edge.
And gave Kennedy the lead with that touchdown.
Wow. Shocking start here for Cedar Rapids, Washington, finding themselves down 12-0 pending the PAT here.
Cougars taking a timeout right now, and they'll get things situated. And A lot of folks thought, it's early, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Very
and the big
early.
Play potential in a short amount of time that Washington is capable of. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Indeed. So we'll have the two-point try here. And Kennedy will have it at the midfield stripe. He'll run it out of the shotgun. Deere will take it himself off the right side, and he's going to scamper in for the two-point conversion.
Almost virtually untouched off to the right-hand side. He just took it from the direct snap and ran to his right, and that was it. That simple.
14-0. Kennedy on top. 10-17 to play here in the opening half. We will take a one-minute break. Come back for the Kennedy kickoff after this here on KGYM.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
Between soccer practices, grocery shopping, and taking the dogs to the vet, depositing checks might be the last thing on your to-do list. First Federal Credit Union has a solution with their new mobile deposit app. Deposit checks anytime, anywhere with the First Federal Credit Union mobile deposit app. Using your smartphone or tablet, all you have to do is take a picture of the front and back of the check and submit. It's that easy, and it's simple, secure, and free. Discover the anytime, anywhere convenience of mobile deposit today. To enroll, go to firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
By Hopper, and that's picked up by Herzog. Started left, now across the field to the right, got to the sideline, tries to turn it back across the 40, and a good return out to the 47-yard line. He'll go for about 25, and the Warriors, John, get good field position, but down 14-0 here in the second quarter.
Easily, though, their best starting field position of their four possessions here, as they're going to take over on their own 47-yard line. So they've got some room to work with. And I think Kennedy has now successfully poked the hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Washington's going to come out here and say, all right, we've had enough of this playing around. It's time to get business.
Trey Leonard along with Isaiah Nimmers to the left side. And now Dallas Hobbs will come out of the Washington lineup, as coming in will be Tavian Patrick. Down to two on the play clock. Down to one, they get it off. And the read option, keeper, here comes Vogel. 50, pushing people ahead. Blockers, 45 of Kennedy, and inside the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. That's a 14-yard run that time for T.J. Vogel.
Boy, and how many times did we see Reed Snicker, the departed quarterback, make big yardage out of that play? And it's nice to see Washington has that still in their playbook for T.J. Vogel.
So, first down. Yeah, that was an old Reed Snicker play right there.
Boy, Kennedy was not ready defensively for it either.
From the 39 of Kennedy, just like that. First down, Washington out of the shotgun. Trips to the right, Vogel looking that way. Back to throw, now steps up. Pump fake, throws, caught, Dostal. Just short of the 25-yard line, turns and takes it to the 25. And that's going to be 14 more. Matt Gardner on the stop, and again, that little hook.
Fourth time that Dostal has run to that hook curl zone and then just floated into space and waited for Vogel to find him.
Five for 13 for T.J. Vogel, but two interceptions.
Keep this in mind, Scott. What really hurt Kennedy from Iowa City West last week? The deep passing. They're not going to get burnt this week, and that's why this is open underneath.
Good point. First down from the 25, right hash mark. Shotgun snap, read option again. Vogel on the keeper, big hole, cuts left. 15, and then gets hammered by Price. But it's a first down run all the way down to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, this is quarterback counter, Trey, in case you're listening at home and know that a backside guard and tackle both pull and come around to the other side of the line of scrimmage. One gets the kick out block, the other one leads up through, and Vogel gets that ball back in the direct snap. It is just enough time to freeze the linebackers, wondering what he's going to do in terms of running or passing or handing off, and then he just takes off behind those two big linemen going the other way.
First down from the Kennedy 14. Washington trying to get on the board. 8:44 to play here in the first half. One setback. Vogel short drop. Guns right and short. Incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Patrick.
and well short.
Yeah. Vogel hit his hand on the helmet of one of the defensive linemen for Kennedy on that pass, which is why it just basically dribbled down to the field and was incomplete. And he's going back to the huddle here, rubbing that right hand.
Got to watch that a little bit. And we'll have Alex watch that a little bit as well.
Kind of holding it up right now, too, as he wipes it with his cloth.
Second down and 10 from the Kennedy 14-yard line. Three-man front. Shotgun snap. Vogel back. Throws left. And that one was short. Yeah. There might be a problem here.
I don't think that grip is what it usually is right now. He's got that little towel that he keeps on his belt, and he's rubbing his right hand very vigorously right now.
Trying to get some feeling back into that. But it's third and 10. Wash 1 out of 5 on third down tries. And down 14-0 here to Kennedy.
When again, it just seems like it's taken a lot longer than usual to get the play signaled in from the sideline.
Down to 9 on the play clock. Trips left, one right. From the Cougar, 14-yard line, third down and 10. Shotgun, Vogel rolls to the left. He's going to run, tucks it under, gets to the 10, and Kubovec pulls him down from behind along with Johnson Mader. But it's going to be well shy of the first down.
Yeah, we may see a field goal attempt here. I've got to think that you're going to see this kicked.
See what the Warriors elect to do, and they will bring in Ross Kennedy to try to get some points on the board here. It would be a 27-yard field goal try from the near side hash. And Vogel will hold. 27-yard attempt to get the Warriors on the board. Again, down to 4 in the play clock. Good snap, place down, kick on the way. Very high, and it is good. And Washington on the board as the Warriors get the 27-yard field goal from Ross Kennedy. 7:44 to play in the second quarter. It's now Kennedy 14 and Washington 3. We'll take a 30-second break, and come back with more from Kingston after this here on KGYM Sports.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's working through the unexpected surprises that spring up with every project. It's character, and it isn't rattled by a little thing like a dead battery, especially when you can get a new one online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in-store just 30 minutes later. We'll even install it for free so you can get back to fixing faster. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
Back with you from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston. We'll get you scores coming up at halftime, a complete look at stats. Want to remind you, coming up after the ball game, it's back by popular demand, John, the Slobberknocker Award.
That's right.
Brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. And that at 629 2nd Avenue Southwest. Here's a high kick that's going to go out of bounds, and the Cardinals sin after you score on special teams.
Not the kind of kickoff that they were desiring on special teams for Wash at all there.
And the Cougars will get their choice. More than likely, they will take it on the 35-yard line. So we'll have our Slobberknocker Award. We'll also have our Player of the Game Award, as brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream. Last week, Tyler Drolley was our guy on Thursday night. And why not, huh?
Well, he had a career night there against a very game Iowa City West team that's only got, that's right, the number one team ranking in the state in West Des Moines Valley. And Rocky Lombardi coming up to Iowa City West Trojan Field tonight.
Absolutely. Kennedy up 14-3. We'll have it first down. 10 yards to go on the 35-yard line. Again, that full house backfield. And they'll give it on the counter left side to Drolley. Warriors waiting for him this time. They drop him for a loss of 3. And back there leading the charge for Cedar Rapids, Washington was Rain Wyland. And Dallas Hobbs also getting in there to help out along with Ian Thomas.
You know, the down linemen defensively and the linebacking crew for Washington has done a nice job containing Drolley so far tonight. They're reading his flow. They're slamming up in there in whatever direction he goes. A little counteraction might do Kennedy well here.
Trips left. Cougars will go spread. Here comes the blitz, and it's Deer on the keeper all the way. Started up the middle, kicked it outside. Crossed the 35 and slips his way to the 40-yard line. So Nick Deer, the junior quarterback, will get 7. And it will be a third down, more manageable third. Third down and about five coming up for the Cougars.
You know, but how important right now for Kennedy's offense has first down been, Scott? Whenever they don't get more than about 2 or 3 yards on first down, they've had to punt the ball away.
Deer ran for 49 yards last week in that win against Iowa City West. Third and five, full five. They need the 45-yard line. Four-man front. Here's the handoff. Drolley and not going to get there. Pulled down on a solo tackle. Nicely done that time. Connor Malcolm, the outside stud linebacker, with the tackle.
Kennedy went back to that power play, which they ran so successfully last week against Iowa City West. And I promise you that Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator for Wash, has been repping his backers and down linemen up on that as much as they could see it. They've probably seen it in their sleep, and that's why they went up and stuffed it.
So it'll be Byer to punt. He'll get it away. The rugby-style kick, low end over end. Nimmers to catch it. He'll let it go, and it angles away from him to the near side. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and out of bounds.
Yep.
At about the 1 yard line.
It's going to be maybe inside the 1. No, right at the 1 yard line. So Wash is going to have to go 99 yards to get a touchdown on this next drive.
56 yards, Sean Byer punt.
Well, those of you that poo-poo the rugby-style punt, that's what it can do for you. If you can kick it on a correct angle and there's only one return back there, you get a nice bounce that's favorable to the angle that you kicked it at, and it will roll, and in that case, right out at the 1 yard line. That was beautiful by Sean Byer. Just does it all for Kennedy.
First down, Warriors, and they're deep in their own kitchen.
The tip of the ball is right at the 1 yard line stripe.
Ball near side hash mark. First down and 10 for Washington. Johnny Dobbs, tail the tandem in the eye behind Nassif. They'll go tight end right. They'll hand it off to Dobbs and just got out of the end zone.
Not much there.
Tough sledding tonight for the Warrior rushing game. Except for D.J. Vogel on that last drive when he got loose on a couple of occasions.
They're marking that ball now so that the back tip of it is on the 1 yard line.
We'll give Dobbs a yard. That is his sixth carry for minus one tonight. Second down, little less than 10. 8 in the play clock, 14-3 Kennedy. Vogel, the throw out of his own end zone. Has time, throws, incomplete. Threw it behind the intended receiver at the 10-yard line. And I think he tried to get it out of there to Ben Nassif, the fullback.
Yeah, he was rolling out to his right, which is how quarterbacks that are right-handed love to throw when they're running to their right. But he just didn't get Nassif. He threw it behind him. Nassif had to turn completely around and try and bring that ball in. It just didn't happen.
So it'll be third and 9 for Wash.
Well, I got to think they're going to be looking for Dostal in that little hook curl zone pattern. That's the play that's been money in the bank for him so far here in the first half.
If the Cougars can hold, as Kennedy will go with a fourth defensive back here, they'll get good field position. Down to 2 in the play clock. Keep it on the ground. Hand off right side. Dobbs spins off the pile. Crosses the 5, but well short of the first down. He'll get to the 8-yard line. Austin Coates in there to bring him down, and Wash will go 3 and out.
Well, I'm surprised Wash just conceded that 3 and out on that one, unless they are going to get a little more creative. I think they just didn't want to make any mistakes right now with their back to the wall that far in territory.
Talk with both coaches coming up at halftime. 4.5 minutes away here. 14-3, Kennedy leading Washington in this battle of top 10 teams. Good snap back to Kennedy. Gets the punt away. A high but short kick. It will take a bounce at about the 32, and the Cougars get away from it. Goes out of bounds at the 40 of Washington. So that's a 32-yard punt that time. No return, but Kennedy will start in Warrior territory. And already up 14-3.
A lot of heads shaking coming off on the Warrior sideline here. They're a little frustrated right now that they can't get a rhythm going offensively.
But a lot of time left. First down, Cougars. Drolley behind Barry in the Kennedy eye. One receiver left, one to the right. Off play action. Deer to throw. Rolling to the right side. Has time. Throws deep down the middle. Man out there. Leaping catch. Beyer. Inside the five. Stretches for the goal line. Comes up short. First and goal. Kennedy at the two.
Beautiful pass by Deer to the 6'5 Beyer, who needed every inch to reach up and snag that. Good coverage downfield by two different defenders for Washington. But credit that to good genes and being 6'5 and having a great pair of hands.
Boy, did he time that leap perfectly. First and goal for the Cougars. Lloyd to the right. High formation, one receiver to the left. Deer on first down. Hands it off to Drolley. Nope. And didn't get there. Got to the one. Matt Ackerman, the middle linebacker, made the stop as he has got some huge holes to fill after Connor Vincent from last year.
Well, he sure does, but the linebackers for Wash have really done a nice job so far tonight of shooting through gaps when their number's been called. Really creating havoc in the backfield for Kennedy.
Second down and goal. Call just inside the two-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, and the handoff to Drolley. Looked like some folks left early. Drolley didn't make it. Got to about the inside the one, maybe.
Tell you what Drolley's not doing tonight that he did so successfully last week, Scott, is when it's all bottled up inside, he's not bouncing it out. He had ample opportunity there to bounce that out, even just a yard or two, and he would have had one-on-one with somebody.
Under three to play here in the first half.
I know you want to run north-south when you're down inside the 10-yard line, but my goodness, he just ran that bounce so successfully last week.
We're going to get a Kennedy timeout here. Timeout Cougars, and they'll take it with 2:35 to play here in quarter number two. And a 14-3 lead right now for Kennedy. Well, you think this one's going to raise some eyebrows around?
Well, the halftime score, perhaps. We've still got 2:35 left here. Wash is capable of anything when they get their hands on the ball. And let's not forget how good their secondary is as well. You got Isaiah Nimmers back there and some of the other skill people that they have playing both ways. My goodness, those guys can get their share of picks and take it all the way to the house, too. It's like Wash is just kind of, they're a little out of rhythm right now. You know, they're down, which they're not in this position very often. They're trying to feel their way back into this, get some rhythm going. But until somebody gets some kind of makes a big play here, Scott, and gives them a spark, I think that's what they're going to need. They need somebody to step up and make a big play for them right now.
So Kennedy with a 14-3 lead. Cougar defense has been opportunistic. They've held the Washington big play offense to a minimum so far, and that's been one of the big storylines of the first half.
Both these coaches employing some very different strategy than they did in week one, which you would expect, especially as well as these staffs know each other. Been a real nice little chess match here. Be interesting to see what happens at halftime and how they come out in the third quarter.
See what the Cougars do. They're going to put Jacobus in the backfield. He scored on the last touchdown. He's going to get it again. And off the left side, he's got two tonight. He's not as big as the fridge.
But he's got great fullback body lean. And I'll tell you what, he keeps his legs moving after first contact, too.
Jacobus on the one-yard run, and it's 20-3 Kennedy.
Swinging gate here as the linemen all come over now to resume their spots for the regular kick.
It'll be Stone to try the extra point out of the hold of Gardner. Good snap, placed down, and the kick is up and good. 2:31 to play here in the first half, and it's been pretty much all Kennedy. As the Cougars on top of the Washington Warriors, 21-3. And we will take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff from Kingston right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giannos. Bring the team in for Zio Giannos' famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giannos cheers for every school. Zio Giannos, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giannos, a pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta.
Well, a lot of heads turning around the state, perhaps, in Class 4A. Looking at this one, the Kennedy Cougars with a 21-3 lead over Cedar Rapids, Washington. As the Cougars, Alex Stone will get set to kick it off from left to right. Here's the approach, and another squib kick coming to the near side. Orion Vance will pick it up, and he will take a knee at the 28.
That kickoff has been exactly what Kennedy's defense wanted it to be this week. It's limited Washington's starting field position to anywhere from the 18 to the 32, and it keeps, more importantly, the ball out of the hands of the fast, speedy guys that can bounce it outside or find a little crevice and crack and return it for a touchdown.
How big is this for Washington, this 2:29 before half?
It's a big possession right here. They need to get down the field. No field goals this time. They need seven.
Because Kennedy's going to get the ball to start the second half as well. Out of the gun. Read option. Inside handoff to Dobbs. Pushing blockers ahead. Crossed the 30 and got about four out to the 32-yard line. Damaris. He was the first one to get in there, along with Elijah Firehelm and Sam Pape. Warrior running game has not gotten on track tonight.
Just haven't found the flow or the rhythm to this point in the game.
Gain of four. Warriors in a little hurry up here, already up to the line of scrimmage. Assistant coach Frank Sherman signaling in the plays. Shotgun. Vogel being chased, steps up in the pocket, now rolling to the right. He's going to keep it, gets to the 35, angling far side, took a shot or two, and got a first down, though. He got pinballed up to the 40-yard line, going to be a pickup of eight.
Good job by T.J. Vogel on knowing where that downs marker was and getting just enough on his final spin to pick up the first down, but in doing so, he took a kidney shot from somebody that came in and just racked him. Good thing he's got those rib pads on.
Warriors with all three of their timeouts and a minute 40 to use here. Trips to the left side, one receiver short side. Read option, Vogel on to keep. Coming off tackle to the left side and brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Kaiser, Hermitko, and Mader, and a late flag comes in.
And again, it's the back judge who's way downfield and threw it late. And I don't know if this is a face mask. Yeah, it is.
Going to be a face mask against Kennedy.
Yeah, it's going to be the five-yard variety, I believe, though.
That would be Kennedy's first penalty of the night.
Unreal.
And Wash has had four.
It was a very, very incidental face mask, but I did see it, too.
So it'll be a five-yard mark off. And that will make it first and five. Nimmers to the left for Washington. They'll go with trip receivers to the right side. Shotgun. Here is the quick out. It's caught by Herzog. Got him in the flat. Turns it up in the numbers. 50 to the Kennedy side of the field and up to the 46. And that will be a gain of nine and a Wash first down.
Good blocking out there by the other two wide receivers to spring that for the extra yardage after the catch.
Who has not caught a pass tonight, John?
Nimmers.
Isaiah Nimmers. He's out to the left side, low snap. Vogel picks it up, guns the right side, juggling catch made. And they're going to say he caught it at the Kennedy 37-yard line for Drew Dostal.
Well, and Kyle Knox is not having any of that. He's trying to signal that he was juggling it, he was out of bounds. But the case is falling on deaf ears, as that was being marked off as a completed pass.
Gain of nine and stops the clock. Warriors being very efficient here in the two-minute drill. Down 21-3. Vogel shotgun rolling to the left. Lobs it downfield. Caught near sideline. Tavian Patrick out of the backfield. What a throw by Vogel as he takes it down to the Kennedy 24-yard line.
Patrick been very quiet to this point in the game as well. They need to find a way to keep getting him the ball in any way, shape, or form, too.
Another first down for the Warriors.
So what Wash needed. They just needed to have a little incentive with the clock ticking down here. It's helping their sense of urgency a little, I think, mentally, Scott.
Still 62 ticks remaining here in the first half. Snap back to Vogel. Rolls near side. Throws, and it's incomplete. A little high for Nimmers that time. Coates was out there along with Kaiser. You're seeing Kennedy drop their linebackers 15 yards back in pass defense.
Well, and of course, that's the result of being burned a couple of times last week by Iowa City West. So they're going to allow the underneath stuff, and that's why Dostal's little hook curl zone passes have been so successful to this point.
So, second and 10. Vogel has thrown it a ton tonight in the first half for Washington. 21-3, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 57.9 to play first half, and I think we're going to get a defensive timeout. And we will. So that will stop things with 57 seconds, and that's the final timeout. And that may have been more of a, hey, we need a break. Heads are starting to hang a little low here.
I think you're right. Defense has been out on the field running around a lot for right now.
And I think they're just going to get a little blow here, a little breather.
A little water.
And a little water.
Let's not forget, it's a hot, humid night here.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of these players going both ways.
As we come up on the 9 o'clock hour, it's still 85 degrees here at Kingston Stadium. Thanks for the fan, John.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
What was it? I believe I got your first text Wednesday that you will be bringing the fan.
Well, one thing we've learned by working together here, you in Kingston a lot longer than I, but we've learned that the old gray lady, her press box is made of cement. When she's got sun beating down on her all day, it's a little bit of an oven in here.
She stores the heat well.
Yes, she does. Works out nice in October.
Oh, yes.
Not so much in late August, early September.
Yeah. Week 3 coming up next week already. And pair of games. We've got a Thursday nighter for you. Our first chance to see the Jayhawks next Thursday night.
That's right. Instead of going down to Brady Street Stadium, as we did last year, to call their Thursday night game, the Davenport will be coming up to Jefferson.
Second down and 10 from the 23, and penalty flags fly, stopping the play. And somebody line up in the neutral zone, or did we have movement?
Wash is clapping. Must be against the Kennedy Cougars defense.
And it will be encroachment Kennedy. And after a timeout, that's going to make Kyle Knox head spin over there on the far sideline. Of course, Kyle, a longtime Kennedy assistant, dad, former head coach Don Knox, now at Marshalltown, and then he went to Wash for a year, now back at Kennedy. Second down and 5. Vogel gets a shotgun snap. Rolls to the right side. He's going to keep it to the 15. Up the numbers to the 10. Dives to the 5. They'll say his knee touched at the 6. That's 12 more. That's been Wash's best running play of the night.
This is one of the things I don't think Kennedy anticipated. As we've got a timeout Wash now, Scott.
Vogel with 5 carries for 49 yards.
You know, if this were the last two Washington offenses, you would have bet your bottom dollar Reed Snicker would have taken those snaps directly and taken off running whenever he had his number called or he just saw the opportunity. But T.J. Vogel tonight, again, finding out that Kennedy maybe hadn't prepared for his ability to run the way that they thought.
We'll talk with head coach Brian White going into the halftime break for Cedar Rapids Kennedy and head coach Paul James coming out at halftime for Cedar Rapids Washington. 21-3, Kennedy on top, 48.7 seconds remaining. We're still in the first half.
Good news for Kennedy's defense is that they have done a much better job of covering the receivers in the secondary this week. But as you let go of something else and take on something new, then you have there's always a way that the other team's going to find to scratch where it itches, so to speak, using an old Fryism. And right now, one of the big adjustments that Kyle Knock, defensive coordinator, Kennedy's going to have to make is how are we going to stop the quarterback, T.J. Vogel, from running because he is picking up the lion's share of their rushes tonight.
So, for Washington, first down and goal from the right hash at the Kennedy 6-yard line. Vogel in the gun. He'll keep it up the middle to the 5. Breaks a tackle and gets down to about the 2-yard line. And Washington
hit hard
with another timeout.
Good yardage for Vogel, though. He's a tough young man. He took a couple of big hits there.
Kennedy's tackling up high right now.
They are. They're going for the shoulder and the above-the-waist hits. 1 yard. Vogel feeling it, to be sure, but he's just undaunted. He keeps coming back.
Timeout, Washington, and there's still 41 seconds to play here in the first half.
T.J. Vogel, the last one over to the huddle with the coaches at the numbers on the field, and now he's got his hands on his knees and he's looking for some water. I tell you what, that guy's given everything and then some that he's got.
Yeah, having a terrific running first half is Vogel.
And not having too bad of a passing half either. If his receivers would have caught all of the balls that were right in their hands, he would have he'd be having a tremendous first half. His receivers have not helped him a lot this first half, Scott. There have been a lot of them thrown right in their hands, and they have not caught them.
Yep. But the Warriors, if they get one here, that would make halftime a lot more bearable.
Oh, they had to get down. Well, they've got two shots now. They got actually three shots from just inside the two-yard line here, and boy, they need this bad.
Second down and goal. Trips to the left. Dobbs alone setback. Vogel, long count, turns, hands it off to Dobbs, breaks a tackle and walks in. Touchdown, Washington.
Well, and that's a formula we've seen a lot in the last 3 years, and that's Johnny Dobbs down at the goal line taking it in for the touchdown. Tell you what, when in his career is over for Washington, I'm not think you're going to be hard-pressed to have as many touchdowns, rushing touchdowns scored as he probably will end up having.
What an efficient drive right there.
Oh, and did they need that? What a shot in the arm that was for the whole team. You can just see it on the sideline. Now the sideline, their helmets are up. There's a little bounce in everybody's step. They're all moving down towards where the offense is. It's just kind of somebody made a play, and now they're feeling like they're back in the game.
They're 21-9, and we got a penalty here on the extra point. Brian White wants an explanation. Kennedy folks are clapping. And we'll see. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against Washington.
Is that a dead ball foul? Was it after the touchdown?
Might have been.
I think it probably was.
That could be.
Generally, if it's a dead ball, though, don't they assess that on the kick?
Usually.
I think they do.
Well, this one will not be. So it's going to be a long extra point. It's going to be a 33-yard extra point by Ross Kennedy. Good snap, placed down. Plenty of distance on the kick, and he nailed it.
No trouble.
He nailed it. And Washington back within 11, 21-10 with 38 seconds to play here in the first half. And a little bit of momentum. Little bit of momentum going back to the side of the red, white, and blue.
Well, there's a visible difference in the demeanor of the team on the Washington sideline as well as the fan base. Everybody's kind of starting to get back into this again and say, yeah, we knew we could do this. We just had to kind of wake from our slumber a little bit.
And now Kennedy will go back and receive the kick. Not sure if the Cougars are going to get too greedy here before halftime, but you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Keep this in mind, Scott. We saw some great kickoff returns for Kennedy last week against Iowa City West. They were taking that ball on some kind of a cross-blocking scheme right up the middle of the field in the hash there, and they were getting up to about midfield just about every time the Trojans kicked off to them.
So it'll be washed to kickoff. And the approach and the line drive kick, and it will come down at the 3-yard line. McCarty, 15, up the middle to the 20, and gets to the 25-yard line. So a 22-yard return that time for Peyton McCarty. And 31 seconds to play first half. And Kennedy up 21-10. And we'll try to get as many scores as we can coming up at the halftime break.
They'll have a first down and 10 at their own 25.
As we'll also have all the stats coming your way at halftime as well. Some good rivalries tonight. Looks like the Cougars are going to go to the victory formation here. And just go in at halftime with the lead, and that's going to be the case. So we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cougars coming up, Mr. Brian White here. as Kennedy does not have to run another play. As you're listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. As clock continues to run down, 6 seconds. Nobody has left the playing field here, but that's going to be it for the first half. And Kennedy on top, 21-10, but not quite as big a bounce in the step of the Cougars. Did a lot of things well in that first half, especially offensively. Very efficient, and Alex Kuhn's going to get a word with Brian White coming up here over on the far side. Alex, we'll go to you.
Efficient defensively, you haven't broken, you're up 21-10 on a very good football team. How do you assess your first half performance?
Well, you know, we did some nice things the first half, and defense stepped up a little bit when we needed them to, but you know, there's a lot of ball game left, and they've got guys that can come out the second half, and you know, we could be down by 10 before you know it. So we got a lot of work to do, but we're feeling good about where we're at right now.
Dallas Jacobus with 2 rushing touchdowns. Is there anything he doesn't do?
You know, we had a feeling they'd be keying on Drolley a little bit, so give him a different look and let Dallas run it in. It was a big, strong kid, so we had a good feeling about that.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime to keep this momentum going?
We got to start over at 0-0. These kids have worked too hard and come too far to just shut her down now, and by no means does anybody on this side think that we have this thing won or even close to being won. So, and we just got to get in there and get after it the second half.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Alex, thank you. And thanks to Brian White as well. Halftime score is Kennedy 21 and Washington 10. And we will take a minute break and come back with halftime for you from Kingston Stadium. We'll do it after this. As you're listening to high school football from KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of a car. Whoa! I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
Welcome back, Kingston Stadium. We are at halftime, and our score at the break is Cedar Rapids Kennedy 21, Cedar Rapids Washington 10. The 10th rated Cougars, or I beg your pardon, the number 9 Cougars leading the number 5 Washington Warriors. Very impressive first half by Kennedy, and Brian White was happy going into halftime.
Well, Wash helped him a little too in their second and their third possessions, giving up the interceptions, which set up the scores for Kennedy thereafter, and they've really done a nice job of executing. A lot of times you can get those turnovers, but then if you don't convert on them, then it was all for nothing. But credit Kennedy, because they took care of business when those opportunities were presented to them, Scott.
Yeah, they really did. And so far, anyway, the Cougar defense, at least the pass defense, has bent, but it has not broke, and they've come up with the 2 big picks.
And what an improvement for the secondary of Kennedy this week. You know, the thing that we talked about last week when we finished up the Kennedy and Iowa City West game was that if there was a deficiency that Kennedy had after week one, it was their defensive pass secondary. I really did not have an opening week performance that they can be proud of on that. But man, did those guys go to school. And it really showed up here in the first half. Now, you give up a little something every time you gain something. What have they given up a little bit? Now they've given up that underneath hook to curl zone. Everything behind the linebackers, but in front of the corners and the safeties. And that's where those passes to Drew Dostal in the first half have been very, very effective. TJ Vocals found him wide open out there in that nice little seam between the linebackers and the safeties. And so I got to think that Paul James is going to want to go back to that in the second half, because he kind of went away from it there in the second quarter. Really, really effective in the first half. Look for him to come back to that in the second half.
So it's Kennedy on top here at halftime by a score of 21-10. Cougars have scored twice off of Cedar Rapids Washington interceptions as the Cougars scored first on a Nick Deere to Peyton McCarty 39-yard touchdown pass on a beautiful play action fake. The extra point though was blocked, and at that time it made it 6-0 in favor of the Cougars. Kennedy after another interception and scored their second touchdown on a short field from 22 yards out. Dallas Jacobus, the starting guard, took it in for the Kennedy Cougars, first of his two touchdowns, and that made it 14-0 as Deere's two-point run was successful. Washington got on the board on a 27-yard field goal, and they got that courtesy of the leg of Ross Kennedy, and that made it 14-3. But then Kennedy came back after a Warrior three and out set up by a terrific punt that was down at the 1 yard line. A Wash went three and out. Kennedy had a short porch again, and Jacobus took it in from a yard out on a 40-yard drive to cap that off, 21-3. And then Wash went into the two-minute drill and scored on a Johnny Dobbs 1 yard run, and that made it 21-10 here at the halftime break. But Wash got a little momentum going into the locker room, though.
No doubt about it. And I think what really started to turn things around for Wash's offense was when they drove the field and got that field goal, the 27-yarder by Ross Kennedy. That kind of perked things up on the sidelines. Then they had to go from the 1 yard line, and so they went three and out and punted. But then that long drive from their own 28 right before halftime with the 2 yard run by Johnny Dobbs getting in there, I think that probably lightened the load a little bit. And when the Warriors are going to go into halftime now, I don't think there's going to be a lot of ranting and raving and screaming. Nobody's going to be pointing fingers. No coaches are going to be popping a vein, using profanity and all that kind of goofy stuff to try and get their guys up. This is a smart bunch of guys, and they're used to winning. They're a seasoned athletic team, and they're just going to say, all right, coaches, what do we need to do? We trust you. We think we've got a little rhythm and momentum going now. I look for Wash to come right back up and pick up where they left off. The problem is their offense isn't going to get the ball first. Kennedy's going to get it as soon as they come back out.
Yep, and we'll see what the Cougars can do with it at that point. Let's give you the numbers here at halftime. Total yardage, Washington leading this, 188 yards to 121 yards here at the halftime break. For the Warriors, 108 yards passing so far. T.J. Vogel, 8 of 20 for 108 yards, but has thrown the two interceptions so far. How about Drew Dostal? 4 catches for 55 yards. Alex Herzog has caught 2 for 35. Tavian Patrick, 1 for 12. Tavian Stewart, 1 for 6. Isaiah Nimmers has not caught a pass in the first half.
And don't think that's escaping the attention in that locker room either.
On the ground, Washington with 80 yards on the night. So far, it's been T.J. Vogel, 6 carries, 54 yards. Johnny Dobbs has carried it 9 times for 10 yards and 1 touchdown. Tavian Patrick has carried it twice for a total of 16 yards. Washington with 10 first downs, 4 penalties for 27 yards, and the Warriors with the only 2 turnovers of the game. For Kennedy, 121 yards for the Cougars in the first half, 44 on the ground, 77 through the air. Nick Deere, 2 for 3 tonight, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. That was to Peyton McCarty. And Sean Beyer caught one for 38 that set up another short touchdown. And that came after the big special teams punt. On the ground, Tyler Drawley's been held in check tonight after 260-plus last week. 10 carries, 18 yards. Peyton McCarty, 3 carries for 13 yards. Nick Deere, 1 carry for 7. Dallas Jacobus, 2 carries, 6 yards, 2 touchdowns for number 60, the big left guard for the Kennedy Cougars.
And I'm sure he's very excited about that, but you know what he would love even more is to have Drawley have a big second half running behind him and his big ugly linemen. And that's an endearing term, folks, by the way. They call themselves the big uglies. They need to get Tyler Drawley going because he is their bread and butter. They don't want to keep having to hand it off to their guard.
For Kennedy, 5 first downs in the first half, 2 penalties for 10 yards, and no turnovers. Time of possession, Washington. How about this? You talk about topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
With Kennedy, if you would have said Kennedy had a 21-10 lead at halftime, But Washington held the ball for almost four more minutes.
Yeah.
You would have shook your head.
And it just seems like Kennedy's defense has been out there on the field, and Wash's offense has been the one. When you picture the first half in your mind, that's what you see, is the Wash offense out on the field and the Kennedy defense not being able to get off the field.
Kennedy.
And yet Kennedy up 21-10.
Indeed. Kennedy has held it for a total, or Wash, I beg your pardon, of 13 minutes and 3 seconds. Kennedy has held it 9 minutes and 57 seconds. Kennedy, 3 out of 5 at third down tries. Washington, 1 out of 6.
Wow.
And 0 for 1.
They're usually so efficient on third down, too.
Yeah, 0 for 1 on fourth down tries at this point.
Look for that to change in the second half. That's being pointed out right now by Paul James in that locker room, too.
Halftime score, 21-10. Kennedy on top of Washington. We're going to take another one-minute break. We will come back and have some scores to let you know about. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to High School Football right here on KGYM Sports.
Craving Sam's Pizza? Come get it at Mr. B's. They're serving up this Cedar Rapids favorite in Chicago style. Thick, thin, and calzones. Rich sauce, nearly illegal amounts of cheese, and all the toppings you gotta have. Mr. B's will make you feel right at home, too. And you'll get lots of sports action, including NFL Sunday Ticket. Come to Mr. B's for Sam's Pizza. Dine in or carry out. Mr. B's, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids. Call now to order 319-366-8406.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Back with you at halftime here from Kingston Stadium. And our score here at the halftime break, Kennedy 21, Washington 10. Told you next week, we got Thursday and Friday games coming your way here on KGYM. Thursday night, right back here at Kingston, as the Jefferson Jayhawks will take on the Wildcats of Davenport North coming up on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're out at John Wall Memorial. And we thought it wouldn't be our first time to see Mark Bliss and the Hawks, but it will be after the rainout last Friday night, as Prairie will host a Dubuque senior team that a lot of people are looking at as the dark horse in Eastern Iowa, and that will be our game coming up next Friday for you here on KGYM.
Yeah, senior, tough game with Waller last week, but they did prevail.
They did. Some scores that we have right now, and we may prevail on Mr. Christensen to let us know some scores that we do not have here. If he just wants to bring it around here and let me see it, that would be... No, bring the scores, Delbert. You need the score pad. Ah, here we go. And then we'll get some scores for you. And Paul James, we're going to get word with him as well. In fact, before we do that, let's see if... Don't think Paul has made his way out as of yet. Alex, if you want to come to the near sideline, Alex, let's do that way. He'll have his satchel with him and his kind of pseudo backpack there if you're looking for the coach. And here he comes, coming your way. So we'll throw it downstairs. Alex Kuhn with our sideline report with head coach Paul James.
Coach, you had a little bit of trouble finishing offensively, finishing drives. How important was that last drive for momentum going into halftime?
Oh, that was big. We started settling in on a little bit of what we want to do offensively, and now it's just a matter of getting more consistent and completing the passes and catching them.
What adjustments did you try to make with your team at halftime?
We're just talking a little bit about things that work in the first half, a couple wrinkles that we got to think about in the second half. That's the main thing.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. And now we can get some scores here. Did you ever get the score pad?
I can read you a few here.
Okay. All right. You read, and I've got some more to fill in if you or you want me to read, and then I can... go ahead.
Well, we've got the Kolach Bowl. Prairie right now prevailing over Jeff. It was 21-21. Now Prairie kicked a field goal, and they're up 24-21. Pleasant Valley down in the Quad Cities, a 21-13 lead over Linmar, unless you've got an update on that, Scott.
Nope.
And we've got Dubuque Senior, who will be coming to Prairie next week. Down 2 to Waterloo West right now, 16-14. That in the third already. And Bettendorf up over their rival City High, usually a playoff game, but this year it's being played in the regular season. And that being right now 17-7, the Bulldogs on top of the Little Hawks.
All right. And just some more to throw your way here. West Des Moines Valley, last report on top of Iowa City West, that 13-0. Hempstead leading Wallert 35-0 right now. Ouch. West Delaware on top of Maquoketa 21-3. Bent Community on top of DeWitt Central 21-14. Solon leading Mount Vernon in the Battle of Highway 1, 21-6, and Regina all over Cascade at halftime. That by a score of 35-0. And Waterloo East shutting out Des Moines Hoover right now, 14-0.
How about that?
Down in Des Moines for Waterloo East. Don't forget, after the game, we will have our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. We will present that. And that will be coming up immediately following our contest here tonight. Kennedy trying to snap Washington's 16-game regular season winning streak. And right now with a 21-10 lead, and it's now 20-0. Number 1 West Des Moines Valley over a pretty good Iowa City West team.
Yeah, we saw Iowa City West last week, and they've got a very, very good offense that... capable of putting a lot of points on the board, very, very good quarterback, and a lot of good receivers there. But, you know, that team, I predict, will do exactly what it did last year, Scott, even if they end up losing tonight to West Des Moines Valley, the number one ranked team in 4A. I got to think that Iowa City West will show just some huge improvement. And come playoff time, watch out, because they'll make another run.
Still a hot, muggy night. And the wind, which was about 10 miles per hour during the sophomore game, that is completely dissipated. The Old Glory over there in the south end zone is just hanging limp right now. And it will be Kennedy to get the ball first to start half number 2, we anticipate.
We haven't really had as many official timeouts for water breaks as I thought we might have in this game, and I don't know. We'll have to maybe at some point throw it down to Alex on the sideline and just kind of maybe get a dehydration check, if nothing else. But you got to know, these guys at halftime were just taking in as much water and Gatorade as they possibly could. But here in the second half, this is where we might start to see some cramping and guys down with their legs straight out in front of them and grabbing the top part of their foot and pulling it back and some of those classic symptoms.
So we are just about set to get her underway. And Wash will kick off. And the Warriors will kick off from right to left, as Connor Guider will tee it up at the 40-yard line. And Peyton McCarty back along with Chase Baker for the Kennedy Cougars. In twin safeties at about the 3-yard line. 21-10, Kennedy. We are just about set to start the second half of play here from Kingston. Warriors in their blue jerseys with white pants, red helmets. Kennedy in their traveling white jerseys with the green numbers trimmed in gold and the green pants. And we have to wait for the clock to count down, apparently, even though everybody is ready to go. Got to do everything by the books here, John. Mr. Moran runs a tight ship.
That's right.
All right, now we are set.
Oh, the powder flying. LeBron James just came in the house.
Yeah, the Warrior student section having some fun below us here. Clarksville on top of Cedar Valley Christian. That's at halftime, 38-20, another score. Here is the kick. This one a high one and comes down to the 6-yard line. McCarty angling left, crossed the 15-yard line, got hit at the 20 and brought down by Nassif at the 21-yard line. So Kennedy will have it right there to start play here in the third quarter. On the 18-yard return by Peyton McCarty. Nick Deere, the quarterback, the 6'1", 165-pound junior. A very efficient first half for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Beyer, the tight end. He'll come right side. And the Cougars will go with McCarty and Drolley in the backfield to start half number two. Pat Kennedy will go with the unbalanced line to the left. They'll hand it off to McCarty. Same formation they started the game with, John, but this one only goes for about a yard.
And this is what Wash's defense has done all night long, Scott, is they do not give up much of anything on first down, and that's made the play calling for Coach Brian White much more difficult tonight. And I think it's also what's to blame maybe for Tyler Drolley only having 18 yards in this game to this point.
Gardner and Coates to the near side. Chase Baker into the ball game. He'll go slot to the right side on second down and 9. Out of the gun. Here is Deere. Looks right, throws left, and it is caught on an island at the 30 and out to the 31-yard line with Sean Beyer. And he's a big island out there at 6'5".
Well, there's some weapons that haven't been used, I don't think, fully by either team here. And you got to know when they went in, both teams at halftime said, all right, who do we not have we not employed so far? And right away, you think of Sean Beyer. He had a couple of nice plays in the first half. But, man, that's a big reception for him to get that first down and keep the chains moving here.
Second catch of the night for Beyer for a total of 47 yards. First and 10, Kennedy. They move the sticks at the 32. Here is the counter give. This time, Drolley bounces off a couple of would-be tacklers and gets about two to the 34-yard line. Orion Vance finished up on the tackle. Dallas Hobbs in there along with Connor Malcolm. And a gain of two that time, and they have been hard-fought yards tonight for the Kennedy senior.
You just can't minimize the job that this defensive front and the linebacking crew for Washington has done in neutralizing Tyler Drolley.
Second down, a little less than eight. Opening drive, second half. 21-10 in favor of Kennedy. Looking left, throwing right. Drolley circles, makes the catch. Stiff arm, 35, running over. Folks, 40, breaking tackles, 45, and all the way down to the Washington 49-yard line. What a run of 16 after the catch by Tyler Drolley.
Well, if he can't get it on the handoff and be very effective, why not just throw a little flat pass out to him? How many tackles did he break on that run out in the flat, Scott?
At least four. At least four tackles. First down, Kennedy at the Wash, 49. Under 10 to play here in quarter number 3. Again, Baker up top to the left side along with Lloyd and one receiver to the right. Drolley the lone setback. Read option. They'll hand it off to Drolley. Leaps the pile inside the 45 and gets to the 43. Six more. Believe it or not, that was the best run of the night for Tyler Drolley.
Well, this is where Brian White takes a page out of his mentor's playbook. That was counter, Trey. You don't see Kennedy run counter Trey very often, but boy, did they run it to perfection on that play.
Second down, a little less than four. They flood the left side, and Deere is going to take it himself on the quarterback keeper, going that way and twisted down after a gain of a couple. And in there to help out for the Washington Warriors defensively that time was Ian Thomas.
Hard tackling, just tough-nosed defense there, bringing Deere down just short of the first down mark.
Third and two coming up. Big play for both teams here. Third and two, and it'll be the Wildcat. Deere will take it, and he's got the first down.
Boy, he kind of slipped there for a second. As soon as the ball hit his hands from the shotgun position, it almost looked as if his first step, one of his feet went out from underneath him, but then he righted the ship and found a way to get that first down.
First down, Kennedy. At the Wash 39, and boy, this is what the doctor ordered to come out for the second half for the Cougars.
Well, so far, they've got to find a way to get the ball into the end zone here.
One setback. And he gets it. That's Drolley coming right off tackle, and not much. Gets to the Washington 37-yard line. Or don't believe that was Drolley that time. Getting the that was Tyler Jacobs, I beg your pardon. As Jacobs goes for a couple, the backup tailback.
Trolley on the sideline right now next to Coach Ty Schweiger.
Just getting a little bit of a blow, it looks like.
Standing up with his hands on his hips. He looks to be fine.
Dylan Cook out to the left. Trips that way. Beyer all by his lonesome to the short side right. Back to throw is Deer. He'll swing it out of the backfield, and it's caught. Jacobs swim move at the 35, and the senior takes it up to about the 32-yard line. And he will pick up five. Kennedy is setting up manageable third downs tonight.
Yes, they haven't necessarily had what they wanted on first down in each of those cases, but second down's been pretty effective.
This one, third down and four coming up.
Now Drolley back in
on this big third down play. From the far hash mark at the 32, again, direct snap. Deer starts to run and then stops and throws it to Beyer. He's got the first down before his leg's taken out from under him by Alex Herzog.
That's just the nice little pop dink pass right there. As you get the play action in the backfield, and then the tight end releases, and Beyer was all by himself right there. Just an easy little dink and dunk kick pass.
Alex Kuhn said he would not bring up Tim Tebow tonight, because Washington with a little Florida look-alike uniforms and number 15 quarterbacking, we may have to. First down from the Wash 15, a little confusion in the backfield, and Deer runs into his back and goes down right at the line of scrimmage. Four carries and 12 yards. But, Alex, we have to talk a little Tim Tebow, because that was Tebow-esque right there. That was out of the Florida playbook.
Yes, a little bit of play action to yourself. There was no real fake there other than the fake run to the right, but it was the quarterback on the other side that was being compared to Tebow in this game.
He's done a pretty good job as well. Thank you, Alex. After the game, we're going to pick our Slobberknocker Award. Some good candidates. Tell you more about that coming up after the play. Second down and 10. Baker coming in motion to the right. Shotgun snap to Deer. Guns the middle. Broken up. Tip intercepted. Orion Vance with a circus interception. Brings it back to the 20, and he got popped by a Cougar.
Oh, my. 56.
Mason Jacobs.
Mason Jacobs laid Orion Vance out. But how many times did Orion Vance juggle that ball before he got the pick?
At least twice. What an athletic play by maybe one of the best athletes in the field.
Oh, my goodness. And Kennedy, that just takes the rug right out from underneath him. Orion Vance stepping up big for Washington to stop that drive and get their offense back out on the field. First turnover tonight for the Cougars.
Xavier has taken a 14-7 lead midway through the fourth quarter over Davenport Assumption. First down. Washington off the first Kennedy turnover of the night from the 22-yard line. They will send Nimmers in motion. He'll get it on the jet sweep and brought down in the backfield. That did not fool Brandon Niemeyer. And another Slobberknocker Award nominee right there.
Beautiful form tackle on Isaiah Nimmers there, who just didn't have a chance to either cut it up early or try and run around him. Played perfectly by Niemeyer. You know what, though, I love about that play? Trying to get the ball in the hands of Isaiah Nimmers, who hasn't had many touches tonight.
Absolutely.
This is Paul James trying to get the ball in the hands of his players that can make a huge difference.
On second down, Vogel to throw, loops the middle, and he's got a man at the 45-yard line. Isaiah Nimmers. What a throw by Vogel over the outstretched defender, Matt Gardner, and Nimmers with the catch back to the 47.
Welcome back to the playing field on offense, Isaiah Nimmers in a big way.
31 yards on the pass completion. And the first catch tonight for the senior speedster. Three receivers to the right side for Wash. First and 10 at their own 47. 21-10 Kennedy. 4:44 to play third quarter. Here's a read option. Huge hole right side. Vogel 45. Kennedy 40 and down right there At the 40-yard line, Jesse Price may have saved a touchdown.
Quarterback counter tray again, which just gouged the Cougar defense in the first half. And you had to know that Kyle Knock was drawing that play up on the board as fast and furious as he could. But the Cougar defense showed no sign that they recognize it.
Gain of 14 right there for Vogel. First down Wash at the 40-yard line of the Cougars. Three-man front. Vogel, deep drop off the shotgun snap. Throws downfield, and it's broken up at the last second by Gardner. Incomplete. And I'm not so sure it was really close if Vogel was over the line of scrimmage or not.
Well, that ball was thrown right on the money, though. And once again, the right-hand-armed thrower, Vogel, rolling to his left. How he can throw the ball that far downfield on the money like that. What an arm.
Second down, 10. Stops the clock here with 4:12 to play third quarter. 21-10 Kennedy, but Washington at the Kennedy 40 with a second and 10. Just inside the left hash mark. Dobbs, the lone setback. Trips right. And Herzog, the lone receiver, left. And off play action. Here's the throw. High catch, Nane, Nimmers. And the little receiver screen far side goes for about three. Price came up along with Remitko and Kubovec for Kennedy. So a couple Cougar wrestlers combine on the stop.
38-yard line. Third down and seven.
Gain of, we'll call it three right there. And Wash has had a problem, John, on third down tonight. They're only one out of six.
Yeah, but they've got the cogs that are flowing freely again here, and their confidence level has really increased here on this drive.
Third down, seven from the Cougar 38. Kennedy showing a three-man front. Shotgun back to throw is Vogel. Being chased, flush from the pocket, rolling to the near side. Mader chasing him. Also Remitko chasing him, and down he goes. Not going to be a sack. He was right at the line of scrimmage, but it was just as good as a sack for Kennedy.
This is going to be a little tougher call for Paul James here because he's got fourth and long, and he's at his own 37. It was a little too long for a field goal, but I got to think they're going to go for it. They were very close to this situation in the first half, and they went for it. And they are.
They are going to go for it. Tavian Patrick into the game. He'll run slot right. Nimmers flip-flops. He goes right side. On fourth down. Down to six on the play clock. In the gun. Low snap. Vogel gets it. Steps up in the pocket. Guns right side. Up. Caught. Drew Dostal, 25. Down to the Kennedy, 20. And down to the Cougar, 18. Gain of 19 on 4th and 7 for Wash.
Well, that's who I'd be looking for, too. He was money in the bank on that little hook curl route in the first half. Four catches for very similar yardage, and that's another thing that the secondary for Kennedy just has got to, they've had enough looks at it, but they just can't figure out how to keep Dostal from floating into free land, and then Vogel hitting him every time.
Can Wash have another second half? It'll be a comeback this time. It was a 14-14 tie with Jeff from the red zone. Here's a read option. Handoff Dobbs. Big hole right side. Good move to the outside to the 10 to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Warriors. 19 yards on the touchdown run, second of the night for Johnny Dobbs.
When you get down inside that red zone, you better know old number 34 is going to be your worst nightmare. He just has a nose for that end zone when he gets down there. And once again, second possession in a row here on either side of the halftime. Two touchdowns in a row and two possessions for Wash, and they're coming back to life, folks.
Now, the Warriors go for the one or the two. Looks like they're going to go for the extra point to try to bring this game to a 21-17 margin. Good snap. A low line drive kick missed by Kennedy.
Off to the left.
So it stays Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 21, Cedar Rapids, Washington 16. We'll take a minute break and come back with a kickoff. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Hi, I'm Peyton Manning.
I'm Eli Manning.
I'm Tony Romo.
And I'm Andrew Luck.
DirecTV is the only play to run when it comes to watching the most NFL. Follow your favorite team every Sunday. Get NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge when you upgrade to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
24-month agreement required. 2015 NFL Sunday Ticket included with qualifying packages. Out-of-market games only. Includes upgrade to NFL Sunday Ticket. Max 2016 season renews with NFL Sunday Ticket at full price. Hence 10-2015 new approved customers only. Conditions apply. Call for details.
Back at the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium. And we got ourselves a new game. Kennedy 21, Washington 16, 2:08 to play in this great rivalry. Yearly rivalry since these schools opened.
Yeah, Uncle Mo is wearing red, white, and blue right now.
Yeah, though. He is.
The momentum has clearly shifted to the Washington sideline. Alex Kuhn's over on the Kennedy sideline. We may have to check in with him and see what the demeanor is over there, because from our vantage point on the press box side, it's hard for us to tell.
It'll be the Warriors kicking off. Connor Guider, the 170-pound senior, to kick it away to Baker and to McCarty. Here's the approach. High kick, shorter kick this time. McCarty at the 6-yard line. Straight up, 10, 15, and upended. Short of the 20-yard line. Great tackle by Rudy Eckhart, 5'9", 145-pound junior.
Got a Cougar down on that play, too.
I think it's McCarty.
Yes, it is.
The returner.
Helmet's off, and he is being... This looks like cramps, though.
Yep.
Trainers out there, and they're pushing back the balls of the feet. That's crampage.
Yep, Lynn Groth out there. 2:02 to play here in the third quarter. And let's go to Alex on the far side. He can update us on what's going on over there. Two straight touchdowns on two straight possessions for this Washington offense that has come to life here, Alex.
Doesn't look to be a lot of panic on the Kennedy sideline. If you remember last week, it was a turnover that kept Iowa City West in the game against this Kennedy team. And today, or tonight, I should say, it was an interception that gave momentum back to Washington. They scored on the ensuing drive. We'll see if Kennedy can march down the field and score to stop that momentum.
All right, thank you very much. And the water is being readily distributed to both sidelines right now on this very hot night. As soon as we're done, we'll get you some scores. We're down to 77 degrees, though, John. Peyton McCarty is up, and he is going off under his own power.
Big offensive series here for Kennedy. If they go three and out, hand the ball right back to Wash's offense, who then would go down and score, you're going to have a very, very different complexion to this game right now. Kennedy's offense has got to have a long, sustained drive down the field here. Maybe weave in a couple of bigger plays, try and find your big playmakers. But they need to keep the ball out of Washington's hands right now as much as they need to keep it in their own.
First and 10 from the 19-yard line. I formation behind Deer. Off play action. He rolls right. Being chased. Down he goes. Wrapped up. It was a jailbreak. And Ian Thomas got there first. 5'7", 175, and a linebacker.
Offensive line didn't pick up the blitzing backers coming in there, and very difficult when you have a straight drop back, five-step drop to try and throw on that, because there's nothing that Deer could have done except eat that.
And he did. So it'll be second down and 20 coming up for the Cougars. Here's Deer on the roll to the left side. Throws far sideline. Coming back, making the catch was Austin Coates. But a short gain up to about the 16-yard line. Or make it 14-yard line for a gain of about 5. He was Kennedy's leading receiver, I believe, last week in the win against West High. And Kennedy facing a big third down here as we hit a minute to play in the third quarter.
Mo Blue, defensive coordinator for Washington, just unleashing some of his outside linebacking crew right now, trying to put as much pressure on Deer as he can.
So a third down coming up. Shotgun snap. Deer back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Being chased. Orion Vance with the sack. Down he goes. Back at the 12-yard line. And Wash is going to get it back after a Kennedy three and out.
Now, this is exactly what I said. Kennedy does not need at this point. Momentum just flowing over here on the red, white, and blue sideline for Washington. They want to get that ball back in their offense's hand in Kennedy territory if possible.
Will the Cougars elect to let the third quarter clock run out? Down to 9 seconds. And so far, no snap. Beyer is back, and I think they're going to let that clock run out. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 10th rated, 21. Or make that 9th rated. And number 5, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 16. We'll be back. We'll take a 90-second break and come back with more after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee. Black Gold, Cup of Joe, you need me. But I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Kennedy set to punt it away as we start the fourth quarter. Beyer to punt from right to left. High snap and got it away. Not a good kick, though. Low end over end and will bounce sideways. And Nimmers will field it at the 50-yard line. Little stutter move, 45, and down in Kennedy territory. And we'll see where the officials will mark it. And where are they going to put it? 40-yard line. Nope, make it to the Kennedy 39-yard line.
First time in this game tonight that Washington has started in Kennedy territory. And with the momentum clearly on their side right now, it's time for Kennedy's defense to rise up here. Washington's going to try and take this game away from them on this possession. Kennedy, this is a battle of wills right now. Somebody's going to have to step up for both teams. Victory's kind of hanging in the balance right now. Who's going to reach out and grab it?
21-16, Kennedy on top from the Cougar 40-yard line. Read option, Vogel, a little stop-and-go move, and ran right into linebacker Garrett Kubovec.
First time tonight they put a stop to that.
And it'll be second down, a little more than 10. Total yardage through three quarters, Washington 268 yards, Kennedy 182.
Michael Kaiser coming out with definite cramping signs here. It's the second series in a row that he's come out of the field of play because of cramping, and he's having a hard time getting back to the bench.
Starting to see that on both sidelines. Second down, a little more than 10. Dobbs alone set back, right hip of TJ Vogel. Dostal to the right, trips to the left. Shotgun, rolling right. Vogel stops, throws the middle crossing pattern off the hands of Nimmers. Incomplete. Johnson Mader with a big hit, and one of the Warrior linemen is down. And it might be Gary Ault. He was getting treated for cramps last series.
Yeah, it's been so hot all week long. And no matter how well you try and prepare, once those cramps start setting in from dehydration, it's too late.
No, that's Vogel. That is not Ault. That is the quarterback, Vogel.
But it is obvious cramping. It's not an injury of some kind per se, because the trainer is out there pushing the top of his foot back. He's flat on his back with his foot up on the trainer's waist, and the trainer pushing down on the top of his foot as hard as she possibly can.
And Drew Dostal is taking snaps from the center, Peter Grubel, because he is the backup quarterback.
Now, Vogel has just been 110% all night tonight. Yeah, how many times in your mind, Scott, have you pictured him rolling out or bootlegging out or sprinting out on his passes? This is not a drop back, five-step drop back quarterbacking situation here. He's been on the run for every pass he's thrown tonight, in addition to all the times that Paul James has called his number and let him run the ball as the featured back.
So Vogel will go out. Don't forget, after the game, we will have our Slobber Knocker Award presentation brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. Pizza sandwiches, great appetizers. Order Sam Pizza's. Sam's Pizza, I beg your pardon, at 366-8406. Third down, 10. A little more than 10, and your backup quarterback's coming in for his first snap of the night, John. You're a defensive guy. I know the word that comes to mind that you're thinking. Got to be blitz.
Yeah, put some pressure on him.
Cougars don't bring it. Dostal to roll. He tucks it under. 40. Cuts it left to the 35. To the 30. Ooh. Still on his feet. Running hard. And he's got the first down. He ran over several Cougars.
Two Cougars converged on him in open field to put the tackle on. And they both decided to tackle him high. He put his shoulder pads and helmet down and split right between them. Kept his legs moving. Kept the ball alive for the first down.
Xavier has won their opener. They defeat Davenport Assumption 14-7. So Xavier goes to 1-0, getting ready for their district opener against Solon next week. First and 10 at the Kennedy 26. Dostal still in there, rolls to the left side. Little hesitation move. Throws on the run, lobs it for the end zone. He's got his man. Touchdown! Warriors take the lead on the touchdown pass, I believe, to Trey Leonard.
Four.
Yep. The 5'11", 160-pound junior.
26-yard scoring strike. Leonard, the junior, in the corner of the end zone all by himself. Seemed like it took forever for that pass from Dostal to come down to him.
And Wash with their first lead, and we've got an injured Cougar at the 25-yard line while all that was going on.
So three possessions for Wash have yielded three straight touchdowns, one just before half and two on the first two possessions of the second half.
How about Drew Dostal, ladies and gentlemen?
Didn't flinch, did he?
No, he did not.
No drop off. No, let's let him hand off to get his feet kind of underneath him. He just came out gunslinging.
22-21, and we've got a Cougar with cramping issues. And I'm trying to see if we can get a ID on it. That's Dallas Jacobus, who is down.
If anybody deserved to have cramps, it's Dallas Jacobus. That guy has been everywhere and done everything tonight for Kennedy. How he's not had cramps before this juncture of the game is amazing to me.
And now I anticipate Washington going for the two-point try here.
Most certainly. One-point lead, and you've got a chance to go up three. I think they've got to go for two here.
Will they use their conventional swinging gait?
T.J. Vogel re-entering the game for this two-point try.
Tavian Patrick headed out there as well for Washington. And they will go for two. They'll do it from the left hash mark. Vogel gets a snap, rolling to the right side. Still rolling, going to tuck it under, and lost the football as it got toward the goal line. And yes, 2 points. Fumbled forward, and Big Aries Davis fell on it.
T.J. Vogel got met with a vicious hit at the one-yard line. The ball went down on the ground, and Aries Davis had the presence of mind because he was in the vicinity to pick it up and then rumble and stumble and bumble into the end zone.
We've seen linemen score three times tonight. 10:19 to play. 24-21, Wash on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and things they forgot to get clean in the spring.
I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters.
And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games.
Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever.
Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you.
Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Well, without doubt, the biggest drive of the young season coming up for Cedar Rapids Kennedy as the Warriors will kick off up 24-21. As the approach and the kick, high end over end, down the middle of the field, and McCarty muffs it, picks it back up at the 8, 10, 15, 20, up the right hash marks, cross the 20 to the 23-yard line, and that's where Kennedy will put it into play, and for the first time tonight, John, down in the ballgame.
Wash's last three possessions, all yielding touchdown. Kennedy's last three possessions, take a knee for half, drive the field, but then throw the interception to Orion Vance as you're getting close to the red zone, and then a three-and-out punt. Their offense has got to get something going right now for them to stay in this game, folks.
Yep, and it has been stagnant for Kennedy so far. In motion comes Cook, and on the handoff, going off tackle left side, is Drolley. And he'll get about three out to the 27-yard line before he's brought down. Ian Thomas, who's had a nice game tonight.
He really has. I don't know how many times you've called him, but, boy, he's been a factor.
So if you're the Kennedy Cougars, you go back to bread and butter. And that's what it looks like they're doing right here. What got you that 21-10 lead?
Well, they picked up four on first down, which is a huge improvement because Wash's defense had really been limiting first down.
On second down, Deer rolling right to throw. Throws in the run, throws short, incomplete. Tried to get it to Beyer, who slid it about the 35-yard line. 7 of 9 tonight for Nick Deer. He's had a great completion percentage. And third down and long coming up for Kennedy.
Well, it's got to be so hard to grip that ball right now as much as they're sweating. I just can't imagine. You're on the run. You've got people breathing down your neck trying to take your helmet off, and you've got to make a sideline pass running as fast as you possibly can. That's got to be tough.
Kennedy tonight, 4 of 8. Twins left out of the eye. Deer to throw. Rolling to the near side. Guns it up field, incomplete. Threw it behind Parker Lloyd. As Herzog was there on defense, and three and out for Kennedy, their fourth of the game, second consecutive.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that Sean Beyer might be thinking about making this look like a rugby punt and faking it. He's only got 6 yards to convert for the first down. Don't be surprised if he tries to tuck it under here.
Did it last week. Nimmers drops, high snap, and he will punt it away. Gets away, pretty good kick. A high tail wagger, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. 47-yard punt. Byers had a good night punting. Now, if you're Wash, you see counter tray a lot. We haven't seen it a lot tonight. Thought we would.
Well, we've seen quarterback counter tray for sure.
Yes.
And that's worked well, except that your quarterback, TJ Vogel, right now has had some cramping issues. So that may negate that. One thing you do not do if you're Paul James is just tuck your tail between your legs here and try and run this thing out. You got to stay on the offensive here and get the ball in the hands of your playmakers.
First and 10, Wash up 24-21. They'll stay in the gun. One set back. Dobbs will get it on the read option. And he goes for a couple right up the middle. Sean Beyer was there along with Johnson Mader. We got some scores, Jim.
We've got a final from the Cedar Valley Christian game. Unfortunately, their winning streak has come to an end as Clarksville put a thumping on them, 57-26.
1-1 on the year.
Huskies taking baby steps, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
No doubt.
Out of the gun, second down, rolling to the right is Vogel, throws in the run, and it's knocked down by Kubabek at the line of scrimmage. Assistant coach Frank Sherman saying you had 7 yards of green turf in front of you. Please run.
Yeah, he did too. But, you know, Vogel right now, his wheels are a little cramped issue going on. So, you know, that's kind of tough. He's taken some tough hits tonight from Kennedy's defenders too.
So it's third down and a big one for the Kennedy defense. 8:34, clock stopped here in the game. 24-21 Washington. Kennedy led 21-10 in this game. And the Warriors have come back. Third down out of the gun. Vogel starts right, stops, throws upfield. It's going to be picked. Gardner with the interception at the 46. Up the hash mark near side, 30, 25, and down to the Warrior 24-yard line. And the third interception tonight for T.J. Vogel.
Matt Gardner comes up big for Kennedy. What a time to step up and make a play, take the ball away from Washington, and now set your offense up at the Warrior 24-yard line. This is a very similar scenario that we had in the first half. But Kennedy's offense has got to find a way to capitalize on this. Wash's defense, on the other hand, now has got to stiffen up. They've got the very, very tender three-point lead here. They got to find a way to deny any kind of points from Kennedy.
First down, Cougars down by 3, and now Kennedy with the momentum. Out of the eye, Baker in motion left to right. From the near side, hash turn, handoff, Drolley going right and got popped. Couple of Warriors converged. One of them was Nassif, Ben Nassif, and the other one was Darren Ross.
First down tonight has been the bugaboo for Kennedy's offense, and that is by design. Mo Blue, I'm sure all week, told his defensive line and his interior linebackers, you're going to see Drolley run that ball in first down. We've got to limit that first down to a yard or two or maybe even three at the most, and they've done it for the most part tonight.
Second down and 9 for Kennedy at the Wash 23. They'll keep it on the ground. Drolley. Tough running. Lowers his shoulder and gets 3 more to the 20-yard line. And on the bottom of that Wash pile was who else? Orion Vance. Field goal would tie it. Touchdown would give Kennedy the lead as we're coming up on 7:20 to play in the game. Third down from the red zone at the Wash 20. Down by 3. Deer rolling right. Being chased on the blitz. Throws right sideline. Incomplete. Leaping try over there. Alex Herzog delivered the boom. And a big one on Austin Coates.
Ball thrown a little high, so both the receiver and the defender had to go up. Had a little air play action there, and Herzog just outfought the receiver.
Well, if you're Brian White, you bring in your young sophomore.
Boy, they're deliberating right now.
Doesn't look like it.
Nope, they're going for this.
Fourth down, just about 6 from the Wash 20. They need to take it to about the 14.5. Twins to the right. Gardner, receiver to the left side. Down to 5 in the play clock. 1 setback. Shotgun snap. Deer starts to run. Throws the middle. Caught Beyer again. Same play that went big on the last Kennedy scoring drive. Down to the 9.
Yep, that little pop pass to the tight end, Sean Beyer. Wide open again. He got behind the linebackers and in front of the safeties.
First
easy
and goal.
Pitch and catch.
First and goal coming up for Kennedy at the Wash 9.
Well, when you've got a play that you've got to convert on, if you're Kennedy, that's the man you got to go to. Number 2, Sean Beyer.
Baker and Gardner out to the far side. Dylan Cook to the near side for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Looking for the lead. Deer on the quarterback keeper. Coming to the right. Cuts it back at the numbers and gets down to the 5-yard line. He'll go for four that time on first down. Dallas Hobbs on the stop.
A really good job of being patient on that run by the quarterback, Deer. He waited to see how his blocking would develop. He had to initially bounce it to the outside, but then he saw a little crease open up, and he went inside, and that's how he got the positive yardage.
Wide side of the field to the left. On second down, a goal from the 5-yard line. Same play, going right. Here's Deer. Swims his way to about the 3-yard line. Following the right side of that Kennedy line, Kerska, Jacobs, and Bain.
Boy, just tough sledding, though. Both of these lines just really getting after each other. There's bodies all over the place, and Deer had to kind of try and jump over the trench full of them there.
Third and goal, definitely four down territory, you would think, but we shall see. Cougars break the huddle. They send Lloyd out to the right. Drolley, the lone setback. On third and goal, down to 8 in the play clock. And Byer's going to get it. This is Byer on the Wildcat, and he gets in. He lined up as the quarterback, and he goes for four to give Kennedy the lead.
Boy, he knew exactly what gap he was going to go into, and he just shot through there like a missile. Sean Byer stepping up big on this drive, set up by the interception. Credit the defense for part of this touchdown.
And Kennedy retakes the lead. Cougars 27, Warriors 24, and a big extra point by Alex Stone coming up, as he will try to give Kennedy a 4-point lead. Good snap, placed down, and the line drive kick is good. 5:22 to play in the ball game. Kennedy 28, Wash 24. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Imon Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At Imon, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. Imon is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Well, we were just talking during the break, John. Another typical Wash Kennedy game. They've been absolute gems over the years. And we got another good one coming up here tonight.
It's just like a roller coaster ride at the amusement park. You've got little lulls in the action where you're climbing, and then you've got the exhilaration of the downhill, and you know the curve around where you something that you didn't expect comes around, and you just one team's up, the other team's down, and then they switch. It's just like a heavyweight knockout punching too. Just all you could ask for in a prep game.
Stone with a kick. He'll squib it once again. Takes three hops. Comes down. This is Herzog. 15, 20. Coming to the near side. Turns it up. 25. Got a seam. Almost broke it. Ermitko got him by an ankle at the 34-yard line. And that's where Wash will put it into play. There will be no panic.
Herzog down. This will be a cramping situation as well.
Yep. There's going to be no panic with Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Well, you know, you look at the clock, and you've got 5 minutes and 15 seconds left. That's an eternity for a Washington offense.
Three timeouts as well.
Three timeouts. So, you know, these guys just expect to win, too. There's no panic. They have been behind before or tied just even this season and have to take care of business in the later portions of the game. So they know that they've been in this territory before. They trust each other. They know they've got the big play potential to take care of this. Kennedy's got to find a way defensively now to rise up. And if they could get another turnover like they got the pick on that last wash possession, that'd go a long ways to helping salt this thing away. But, you know, with 5 minutes and 15 seconds left and Cougars up by only 4, that is an eternity left. So many possible things could happen.
It was a cramp. Herzog up. Coming off. And they will tend to him here and get some liquids into that wide receiver. 28-24. Kennedy back on top over Cedar Rapids, Washington. Two top tens going at it tooth and nail. Number 9 and number 5. On first down, handoff. Dobbs coming short side, runs over a Cougar and gets to about the 38-yard line. Has some extracurriculars going on out there, but hey, that's Wash Kennedy.
Counter trace stopped nicely that time. If you can say a 4-yard gain is being stopped, but Sean Beyer missiled through there, had a nice collision to bring down the ball carrier.
12 carries, 35 yards, 2 touchdowns for Johnny Dobbs tonight. Second down, a little more than 5, we'll call it 6. From the right hash mark, 39-yard line. Shotgun snap, Vogel rolling to the short side. Dobbs stays in the block, Vogel stops, throws, leaping catch. Dostal on the sideline, right in front of Beyer at the 48. And that's a gain of 9 and a Wash first down.
Boy, Dostal's just made a living on those little hook curls tonight, hasn't he?
Yep.
And Washington always seems to have, year in and year out, for decade after decade, these gritty possession receivers that just never seem to drop the ball, always find a way to get open in space.
Tavian Patrick in there is a wideout now. He'll go slot up top left. Twins that way, 1 to the right side. Shotgun to Vogel. Back to throw, being pressured, moves up and down he goes. Will it be a sack? Nope, they got him back at the line of scrimmage. Pape, Jacobus, Firehelm all in there for Kennedy. And second and 10, 4:15 remaining in the game. 28-24 Kennedy. As the Cougars look over to Kyle Knock, their defensive coordinator. Second and 10 for Washington. Under 4 to play in the game. Warriors with all 3 of their timeouts remaining. Dobbs the setback. Stays in the block. Back to throw Vogel. Has time. Going to throw the middle. Tipped. Intercepted. Beyer with the tip. Remitko with the pick.
Went to the well once too often. Going across the middle to Dostal on that little hook curl zone. You give enough looks to a defense, and they'll usually find a way to deny you. And so, for the second possession in a row, Washington turns the ball over on the interception.
Kennedy will have it. And now, you ask that offensive line, if you're the Cougars, hey, big veterans up there. Let's get 3 minutes and 43 seconds and go home.
Well, how many times can Sean Beyer come up big in this game for Kennedy?
Cougars will go double tights. They'll run it. Drolley started up the middle, kicked it outside. Now back at the 40. Crosses that, gets to the 42 down the far hash marks as he'll go for 4. Tough night for Drolley after 260 last week, 37 this week. On 16 carries.
And let's remember that Washington's team only had 4 practices to prepare for that. How good a job of coaching is that?
Oh, Mo Blue's done a tremendous job defensively and his troops. Gain of 5, 3:10 to play. If Kennedy faces a 3rd and long, we'll see if Wash takes a timeout. One receiver to the left, double tights. They'll run it. Same play. Left side, Drolley busts through and's got a first down. Right behind the middle of that line, and he's going to go for about 8 to the Wash 49.
And he was going right through the 2 gap there, and Wash has got 5 guys up on the line of scrimmage, another 3 backers packed right in there. They've got 8 in the box, trying to do everything. They know what's coming. It's another thing to try and stop it, though.
16 game regular season winning streak on the line right now for the Washington Warriors. First and 10, Kennedy, and they'll use all this 25-second play clock. Down to 5, they'll run it out of the eye this time. Drolley, second back through, right up the middle, nothing fancy. And now Wash is going to start to burn the timeouts. As Drolley goes for four, we'll take a timeout as well. 2:30 to play in our game. Kennedy 28, Washington 24. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee. Black Gold, Cup of Joe, you need me. But I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
It's their first time out. 2:30 to play in the game. After the 4-yard Tyler Drolley run. Beyer lines up tight end to the near side. And Austin Bailey up top tight end to the right side for Kennedy. Long count.
Hard count, got him.
The Warriors to jump.
Boy, and that's what happens during a timeout. You've always got to guard for that after you come out of a timeout. And especially in a situation like this where second and about seven, now all of a sudden you take it down to second or and two, that's tough.
Maybe one.
Well, that's a generous spot right there.
Second and one.
That is second and one.
Cougars at the Wash 40. Clock has not started as of yet. Berry in his fullback in front of Drolley in the eye. Drolley gets it, and he'll have the first down. Gets a couple down to the Wash 38.
Tyler Drolley will pick up.
And two more for Drolley. And more importantly, a fresh set of Warrior down or Cougar downs, I beg your pardon.
Clock has to stop until the chains are set. Chains are now set, and the clock continues to move. So it'll be interesting to see these two timeouts that Washington has left, how they'll decide to use them.
We'll pick our player of the game, brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor at the end of this one.
Kennedy Deer, the quarterback, looking at the 25-second clock, intent on using all of that he can while the clock's moving.
He'll turn, hand it off to Drolley, looking for running room, gets inside the 35 to the 33, five more, and another Warrior timeout. We'll take one as well. Minute 58 to play in the ball game. Cedar Rapids Kennedy on top, 28-24 over Cedar Rapids Washington. Back in a minute on KGYM Sports.
For the game's MVP, an outstanding employee, or maybe just world's best dad, come to Solberg's for a fitting award. Because Solberg's is a family business, they take great pride in bringing a personal touch to everything from trophies and plaques to corporate gifts. Over 30 years in our community makes Solberg's more than just supporters of area high school sports, they're also big fans. Come to Solberg's on Edgewood Road in Cedar Rapids or go to solbergsandmore.com. Solberg's, making awarding rewarding.
Hey, it's George Sedano from The Sedano Show here on ESPN Radio. It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For a limited time, get double points on over 150 items throughout the entire store. That's a lot of items. You'll find double points offers on appearance items, oil specials, and much, much more. If you're not a member yet, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and sign up. What are you waiting for? Come on, guys. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
We've got a minute 58 to play here in the game. And Kennedy with a second down. We'll call it six at the Wash 34, up by four. Looking to pull the mild upset here. Deer on the handoff. Drolley up the middle. Tries to angle right, and Wash will use their final timeout after Drolley one yard run with a minute 54. So we'll take another minute timeout, and we'll be back. 28-24 Kennedy back after this here on KGYM.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Warriors out of timeouts as we rejoin you from Kingston Stadium. 28-24, Kennedy on top of Washington. And this big top 10 showdown. Third down coming up. Little more than four. They need to wash 28. Double tight ends. Full house backfield. They will toss sweep it to Drolley. Looking for the corner. Turns it up at the 30. Very close to the first down marker. Going to depend on the spot here, John.
He had the two fullbacks set in front of him on the toss sweep to the wide side of the field, one of them being Dallas Jacobus, and both those fullbacks pulled out there and were leading the way for him, and it's all going to depend on where the official decides to spot this, but it is very close.
It is, and Alex is moving in, and we'll throw it to you, Alex. You got the eagle eye down there. What say you?
As it is very close. I'll find out here in about 2 seconds. Oh, my goodness. Just about a half an inch.
Just short. So you got fourth down and 2 inches here for Kennedy. And I don't think there's any doubt what Brian White's going to do. He's going to go for it.
Oh, absolutely.
2 inches away from, would you say, perhaps the most satisfying win of Brian White's young career?
I don't think that there's anything that would come within a country mile of being close to it.
Did get a playoff win last year, keep that in mind, but this one may hold a little more water.
That was not over his former mentor.
So Kennedy with a fourth down and 2 inches. Washington cannot stop the clock if Kennedy gets a first down.
Both sidelines imploring their faithful to get up and cheer and give a little extra momentum if they can find a way for that to translate onto the field. Brian White out on the field, and he is exhorting the official who's looking at the 25-second clock run out.
Timeout, and Kennedy will burn one here with a minute 30 to play. And so Kennedy will talk it over.
Something didn't happen the way Coach White wanted it to, though, because he's out almost on the hash mark, and now he's just walking off and raising his hand kind of in frustration that he can't get the attention of the officials' quorum.
Yeah, it might have been a problem with the clock. Alex, I don't know if you overheard the Kennedy head coach, but we can at least go down and see if you did eavesdrop on that conversation.
Yeah, Coach wanted the referee to reset the game clock. That never happened, but I was just talking to one of the players here on the sideline. Do you hand the ball off to number 60 in this situation? He has two carries and two touchdowns.
That's a good question.
Official on the Washington sideline now holding up fingers to the press box, indicating that he wants the clock set at 1:21.
All right.
I personally don't think you go to Jacobus in this situation.
No, you go to your big hoss.
You can do that down at the line, at the goal line, if you want to. But right now, you've got to go with people that are not going to have any issue in terms of handoff and slipping, sliding, anything like that. You got to give that ball to Tyler Trolley, as far as I'm concerned. That or Deer's got to sneak it, one of the two.
Fourth down. With a minute 21 to go, fourth and a couple of inches away from a upset win for Kennedy. Deers got it. Quarterback sneak first down, Cougars, and that should give Kennedy a victory.
And Sean Beyer is beside himself. He and Tyler Drolley are in the backfield, and they are so beside themselves. They don't quite know how to experience this right now.
And Kennedy We'll let the clock run down.
Nothing Wash can do to stop it. They're out of timeouts.
And the 16-game regular season winning streak for the Washington Warriors is going to come to a close tonight.
Well, it wasn't without some heroics on Wash's part to come back from that 21-10 deficit, though. Credit them for making this a game.
But in the end, as Deer will take a knee, in the end, four turnovers doomed the Warriors.
And I'm going to tell you, so many times in this last week, Scott, I had people either approach me face-to-face or through social media say, can Kennedy beat Wash? And my answer was, yes, they can. Will they? I don't have a clue. But it didn't matter what any of us thought. It was what Kennedy's coaching staff and the Kennedy players themselves thought.
Second down. One more snap should do it. Deer will take a knee, and Kennedy is going to get to 2-0 for the first time in a while. Hugs all around on the Kennedy sideline as the Cougars win it tonight. Kennedy 28, Cedar Rapids, Washington 24. And we'll come back and have the post-game for you. And we'll do it after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to high school football on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of a car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
And we are back here at Kingston Stadium, and let's go downstairs. Alex Kuhn with the happy, victorious head coach of the Cougars, Brian White.
Coach, last week you had to hold off an Iowa City West team that surged in the second half. Tonight you go against a Washington team that comes back from an 11-point deficit, takes the lead, yet you still come out with the win. What does that say about the resiliency of your team?
You know, I can't say enough about these kids and how they prepare and how they don't give up. You know, this is something that we've stressed from day one, and they've bought into it. And it's a great group of kids, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Coach, the game seemed to turn very quickly tonight. In the second half, you're driving. You turn the ball over with an interception. Washington comes back and scores two touchdowns to take the lead, and then all of a sudden they're driving. You get an interception, and then you come back down for the game. What proves to be the game-winning score? What a game this was tonight!
You know that it was a great game. It was a great high school football game, and you know. You know, with our quarterback, Nick Deer, he had a bad read on that. Beyer was wide open. It would have been six. He threw the vertical and didn't get it. But then I talked to him on the sideline, and he's a very poised, confident young man. And he looked at me and said, yeah, I've got this, coach. And And so we put the ball in his hands and knew he'd get it done. And how about that offensive line and Drolley there at the end? You know, it's just a great group of kids. Sean Byer scoring a touchdown at the end. I just can't say enough about these kids.
Coach, this has to be a satisfying victory for you. How long do you celebrate this one and then move on to your next opponent, before you move on to your next opponent?
Well, you know, I'm happy for the kids. The kids have worked hard to beat Washington High School. You know, anything that I feel personally is just, you know, my own thing. But I'm so happy for these kids. I'm moving on probably about midnight to North Scott. I'll start breaking down film, and we'll celebrate this a little bit. And then we got a tough schedule to go. You know, next week's going to be the same thing. 2 weeks later is going to be the same thing. So, you know, there's no breaks in 4A football.
Well, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Alex Kuhn, good job. Thank you to Brian White as well, as the Cougars win it tonight 28-24 here at Kingston Stadium. They get the win over Cedar Rapids, Washington. He may enjoy it beyond midnight, just a couple minutes.
I tell you what, he's way more excited inside than he just let on, but thank you very much to Brian White. For those of you that don't know, Kennedy goes over, and when they're done winning a game, they celebrate by singing their fight song, and then they immediately go into the tunnel because they just like to go in and, no matter what, have it be amongst themselves at that point. So Brian White could have gone right in there with him, but he stayed and talked to us, and that just shows what a class act he is.
Yeah, there'll be hokey-poking in the Kennedy locker room. I can guarantee you that coming
there
up.
Will be celebrations behind closed doors, no doubt.
Yes. And a come-from-behind win. Kennedy had the lead, coughed it up, and then came back. And when Wash took the lead and got the two-point conversion at 24-21, Cougars needed a spark. They needed a spark, and they got that spark with the interception. And four Warrior turnovers in retrospect, that's what's going to doom Cedar Rapids, Washington tonight.
You know, big players step up at critical junctures during a game and find a way sometimes to turn the game around by themselves. I'll tell you what I go back to as the turning point in this game, and you know, you may have another one too that I'm forgetting, Scott, but when Sean Byer reached up and got a piece of that pass that was then intercepted and then set up a subsequent interception after that, it seemed like the whole tenor of the fourth quarter changed at that point. Then they went down, got the touchdown, which, by the way, was the four-yard run by Byer. Not trying to steal thunder for later in the show, but I just thought Sean Byer took this game kind of in his own way and as much as he could and brought the win home for the Cougars.
Kennedy goes to 2-0 on the season. The Washington Warriors fall to 1-1, and Wash's 16-game regular season win streak comes to an end here tonight. We'll take another two-minute timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the final stats and have our Slobberknocker Award, have our Player of the Game Award as well from Kingston. 28-24, the Kennedy Cougars defeat the Washington Warriors, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you sing. Come to Ziojano's for real Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
We are back at Kingston Stadium on the postgame show. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 28. Cedar Rapids, Washington, 24. Scott Udash, John Hagerty, Alex Kuhn with you here tonight as the Cougars go to 2-0. Wash falls to 1-1 on the season. As Kennedy scored first in this game on their second possession of the night off a Warrior interception. It was Nick Deer to Peyton McCarty, a 39-yard pass. McCarty coming out of the backfield. And the extra point was blocked, though, and it was 6-0 late in the first quarter. Kennedy took a 14-0 lead on their very next drive, again off of an interception. The 22-yard drive after the Jesse Price pick, and it was capped off by left guard Dallas Jacobus with his first of two touchdown runs tonight in the elephant backfield, and that one from 5 yards out made it 14-0 after a two-point conversion run was good by quarterback Nick Deer. Wash got on the board to make it 14-3 and a Ross Kennedy 27-yard field goal midway through the second quarter. And then Kennedy went right back up 21-3 and they scored after a great punt by Sean Beyer. Pin Wash at their 1 yard line. The Warriors went three and out. Kennedy had a short porch, 40-yard drive. Jacobus took it in from a yard out, made it 21-3. But then Wash, a terrific two-minute drive before halftime, and they've got a touchdown from Johnny Dobbs and a 1 yard run to make it 21-10 at the halftime break. Warriors pulled closer after Kennedy's lone turnover of the night, an interception by Orion Vance as the Cougars were on the move inside the Warrior red zone. Johnny Dobbs then scampered 19 yards to cap off the drive to make it 21-16. The extra point try, though, was no good. And then the Warriors took their first and only lead of the night on their very next possession as backup quarterback Drew Dostal, after T.J. Vogel went out with a cramping issue, threw a touchdown pass to Trey Leonard in the left corner of the end zone from 26 yards out. That made it 24-21 after the two-point fumble recovery by a big right tackle, Aries Davis, in the end zone gave Wash the lead. But then Kennedy, after the fourth turnover of the night by Washington, and they scored, took advantage of a short porch again, a 24-yard field. Sean Beyer on the Wildcat took the direct snap, took it in from 4 yards out, 28-24. And then Washington had one last chance, could not score, and then Kennedy salted it away in the final 3:43 to get one of the sweeter wins, I would think, in this rivalry between the Warriors and the Cougars in a while.
Well, yes, I think it is, because Washington's program has just been playing at such a high level here the last couple of years that for most people, they just assumed that going in tonight, you know, Kennedy would probably give them a good struggle, but then Wash would come through in the end, because Wash just is not used to losing. And I will say on their behalf that they took this very, very well after the game was over. In case you're curious, they were very congratulatory going through the handshake line to the Cougars, and they held their heads high, and then nobody was pointing any fingers or doing anything negative with each other, and they all huddled around Coach James and they went in and took care of business. So, you know, great game for both teams tonight, but this night belonged to Kennedy.
There's a long season left, obviously. Long season left.
These two may meet again.
You never know. You never know. Let's talk Kolaches for a moment. 3 minutes remaining. Jeff 41, Prairie 31. How about that?
That's been a while since Jeff's beat Prairie. I think you'd have to go back quite a ways if that, in fact, holds.
And we will see if that holds. More. We'll get the scores coming up here in just a little bit from Des Moines. We're going to try to get through the stats as quickly as we possibly can. Total yards tonight. Washington won that battle 333 to 238 tonight unofficially. The Warriors 127 yards on the ground, 206 through the air tonight. T.J. Vogel was 12 of 29 for 180 yards, but did throw four interceptions. Drew Dostal is one pass tonight, filling in when Vogel went down with the cramping issues. 1 for 1, 26 yards and a touchdown. Not too bad. 6 catches for Drew Dostal tonight for 83 yards. Alex Herzog caught three and then one apiece for Isaiah Nimmers, Dallas Hobbs, or I beg your pardon, Tavian Stewart, Tavian Patrick, and Trey Leonard caught one for 26 and a touchdown. On the ground, T.J. Vogel, 10 carries, 68 yards. Johnny Dobbs carried it 12 times for 35 yards, two touchdowns on the night. Tavian Patrick, two carries for a total of 16 yards. Washington with 16 first downs, penalized five times for 32 yards, had two sacks in the game, and the Warriors had four turnovers in the game, which led to 21 Kennedy points. For Kennedy, 238 total yards, only 95 in the ground tonight, 143 through the air. How about Nick Deere? 8 of 11, 143 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Four catches for Sean Beyer for a total of 78 yards. McCarty caught one, the touchdown for 39, one catch apiece for Coates, Drolley, and Tyler Jacobs. On the ground after 265 last week, Drolley goes 22 times for 61 yards. Warrior defense did a tremendous job, and he was held in check tonight by Cedar Rapids Kennedy, or Cedar Rapids Washington, I beg your pardon. McCarty carried it four times for a total of 14 yards. Deere carried it 10 times for a total of 8 yards in the game. Third down conversions, Kennedy was 5 of 11. Washington, unofficially, 3 of 8. Cougars were 2 of 2 on fourth down. Wash was 0 for 2 in this one here tonight. And in the time of possession, it went Kennedy's way in the second half. Cougars held it 26 minutes, 25 seconds, 21 minutes, 35 seconds for Cedar Rapids, Washington, as Kennedy wins it 28-24. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, and wrap things up from Kingston after this here on KGYM.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gunstock oak for only 99 cents with a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more with 24-month special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Welcome back here to Kingston Stadium as we put the finishing touches on tonight's 28-24 Kennedy win over the Washington Warriors. We need to make our two game selections, and we are going to start first with our player of the game, brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors, and a big thanks to everybody over there at Happy Joe's for helping out with our player of the game award here tonight. He did it offensively, he did it defensively, Mr. Hegarty.
And he did it on special teams.
Did it on special teams. Big punt. Do not forget about that punt.
1 yard line.
That went out at the 1 yard line, and that was Sean Beyer. Had a touchdown running tonight. Had four catches for 78 yards, set up another touchdown, and he did it all tonight.
And I think the pivotal moment in the game where somebody had to reach out and grasp victory was when he tipped that T.J. Vogel pass, and it was intercepted by another Cougar whose name, I'm sorry, I've forgotten. But that interception was the one that allowed the offense for Kennedy to get the ball back, go down, and score the winning touchdown. So, yeah, Sean Beyer was the go-to man tonight. And if ever there were the term clutch could be used appropriately, it would be for Sean Beyer tonight, number two for Kennedy.
Matt Gardner was the interceptor in that particular play. Gardner had an interception, Remitko had an interception, Coates had an interception, and Price had an interception as well. We also need to pick our Slobberknocker Award, brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest. And we're going to go with another two-way guy tonight. He had some good hits defensively, but he scored two touchdowns tonight, and he ran over people.
This was an easy pick.
He knocked them, and that is Dallas Jacobus tonight. And when he woke up this morning, I'm not real sure that Dallas thought he was going to get two touchdowns in this game, but that's the way it ended up tonight.
He looked every bit the fullback when he took those two scores in. But in addition to that, he had some gigantic defensive plays, too. The picture in my mind of T.J. Vogel running to the sideline for his life on one play, and just at the last second when he could have taken him out and drilled him into the ground, Jacobus just let up and wisely avoided the flag. But, you know, he just had a tremendous night, too. He's one of the spiritual, emotional leaders of this team, and so it's no surprise that he's our slobber knocker man tonight.
Yep. Congratulations going out to Dallas Jacobus. He is the winner of our slobber knocker award for this evening. Next week, pair of games Thursday and Friday here on KGYM. Thursday night, well, if Jeff holds on, we'll see the Jayhawks try to go to 2-1 next week on Thursday night, as it'll be Brian Webb and company with a lot of good skill people taking on the Wildcats of Davenport North, who I believe are off to an 0-2 start this year.
Well, we may have to dip into some stories for the second half of that game, but
we did last year with Davenport West.
I've been doing some tree surgery, and I can enlighten you on the fine aspects of that if you want me to.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come quite to that, but I think we'll be all right.
I think so.
Friday night, we will be out at John Wall Memorial Field, and we will take a look at the Prairie Hawks and Mark Bliss, and they will take on a good Dubuque senior team coming up next Friday night. And that'll be on 1600 AM, because on the North and South gym next week, 107.5 and 106.3, it will be Solon and Xavier. Xavier a winner tonight in what was their season opener, 14-7 over Assumption. Solon with the win last week, and they were leading Mount Vernon in the Battle of Highway 1
tonight. Yeah, and that's going to be a huge district matchup. Xavier winning that district last year, but I think Solon wants to maybe have their say this year and maybe right the ship that way. So, yeah, there's a great natural rivalry there that's developing, and I'm really excited about the prospects of that game.
All right, so that'll be coming up next week. We're going to get you after a break to Des Moines and some scores through 11 o'clock coming up here tonight. And I want to thank Sam Kinsley back in the studio. Great job tonight back there, not too far away on the KZIA studios on the southwest side. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to Matt Dunbar and his crew here at Kingston Stadium as well. And, of course, thanks to everybody for tuning in. John, have a good Labor Day weekend. We'll see you Thursday right back here.
And I would be remiss if I didn't wish you a happy birthday this weekend, Scott.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for not saying how many birthdays we have had so far, but I appreciate that. We'll have fun tomorrow. That's going to wrap things up for Alex Kuhn, for John Haggerty, for Sam Kinsley back in the studio, Scott Unesh saying so long, and the final score here tonight of this top 10 battle in Class 4A non-district play, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 28, Cedar Rapids Washington 24. So long from Kingston Stadium.
All right, family meeting.